A turn in the Natalie Holloway case.
New information from an eyewitness.
Found and with a stunning story.
10 years of my life. Gone.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A daring raid led by U.S. forces has freed three Christian peace activists kidnapped almost 4 months ago in Iraq. Bruce Kent is a friend of one of the men, Norman Kember.
In this awful mess of Baghdad, thank God there is one bright light.
Kember was rescued along with two Canadians. As CBS News correspondent Lara Logan reports from Baghdad, officials are saying very little about the raid.
This was a highly secretive operation. It involved special operations forces from Britain, America, and Iraq. It took place sometime today, probably in the early hours, somewhere around the Baghdad area.
Now, the rescue comes 2 weeks after the body of the fourth member of the group, American Tom Fox, was found. He'd been tortured and killed. Doug Pritchard is co-director of the Chicago-based Christian Peacekeepers.
We had longed for the day when all four men would be released together. Our gladness today is bittersweet.
Well, a published report says a man who should have been dedicated to saving lives in Iraq was apparently doing just the opposite in Kirkuk. CBS's Vicky Barker has that story.
Britain's independent newspaper reports a hospital doctor was secretly working for the insurgents, and he managed to kill 43 people by lethal injection. It seems the medic was only caught when the leader of his cell was arrested and confessed. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A dog handler at Abu Ghraib prison has been given a sentence of nearly 6 months and been busted for using his animals to terrorize detainees. Now, the former general in charge of the prison, Janice Karpinski, doesn't believe that justice has been done in the case of Sergeant Michael Smith.
It seems terribly unfair in comparison to the much harsher sentences for the reserve soldiers sentenced last year.
There could be a critical break in the case of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway, who went missing during a vacation to Aruba last May. The story to be detailed on 48 Hours Mystery by CBS News correspondent Troy Roberts, who says Aruban authorities have talked to a new witness.
Who claims to know where Natalie's body has been buried. And based on this new information, they'll be searching again on the northern tip of the island of Aruba middle of next month, where they believe they can recover her remains.
In Milwaukee, a $5,000 reward is now part of the intensifying effort to find two young boys last seen playing in their neighborhood Sunday.
The two children just disappeared.
Police Chief Nanette Hegarty says dozens of officers are hunting for 12-year-old Quadrivian Henning and 11-year-old Purvis Parker.
We're searching all over. We're searching homes. We're searching parks.
So far with no solid leads. In Pennsylvania, a missing woman has been found. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. And Steve, this woman has an amazing story to tell.
Well, Nick, the way 24-year-old Tanya Cash describes it, it was 10 years of hell.
I was controlled. I lived in a room. I went to the bathroom in a bucket.
Told what to eat and where. She was kept hidden in a house just 2 miles from her home with a man she met at her McKeesport school in 1996. Only recently allowed out to frequent a nearby deli where she befriended the owner, Joe Sparico, and revealed her secret.
She says, my name's not Nikki Allen. She says, my name's Tanya Cash.
In a tearful reunion, her dad said, I got my baby. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A mountainside tragedy in northern Chile as a bus carrying cruise ship passengers back from an excursion plunges 300 feet, killing 12 Americans on board. Reporter Jorge Garatón.
The driver tried to avoid a truck. This is heavily mountainous road. The bus went over the cliff.
Two other U.S. tourists and two Chileans are hospitalized in serious condition. The dead were passengers aboard the cruise ship Celebrity Millennium, docked in Arica. Cruise Line spokeswoman Leslie Katz.
We will be holding the ship for an indefinite period to assist the Chilean authorities.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are dealing with heavy fog around the metro area and along the foothills this morning, but the ride actually doing okay so far. Checking clear on I-70 from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 and C-470, moved along just fine. We're trouble-free on I-25 and the Turnpike and around town. Things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 as you make your way between Boulder and Golden. And on to the forecast, foggy this morning, but that should...
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
You are used to getting probably the best benefit packages, the best salaries in the nation. Their leaders agreed to roll back those benefits, roll back those pay scales to a much more reasonable level. And that's unheard of.
More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
Let's face facts. Our nation has an Achilles heel. It makes us beholden to some countries that don't share our values while we fill their coffers. Some countries use the money to buy influence in America, including on our campuses. Some fund radical Islamic schools and mosques around the world. Some teach and preach hatred of Christians and Jews. Some seek weapons that could one day be used against us. What's our Achilles heel? It's our dangerous dependence on oil from unfriendly and unstable countries. We're 5% of the world's population, but use 25% of the world's oil. That's bad for our national security, economy, and environment. But we can do something about it. Washington is waking up. Now is the time to tell our elected officials to put aside partisan and regional differences and go all out to wean our nation from its dangerous addiction. And each of us in our daily lives can help. Remember, our national security hangs in the balance. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
GM spent $5 billion last year on pensions for its 500,000 retirees and $6.5 billion for health care costs. No wonder the company lost $10.6 billion last year. They can't go on like this. Now it's up to the individual workers to take it or leave it.
We got several all ties, no benefits, so it's not good for us. So I would take it.
And the longer you've been with GM...
I'm going to stick around.
Why?
I've got 7 kids, I've got 13 years seniority, and I'm going to keep on hitting it.
The more you've got to lose.
We don't know what tomorrow holds for us. Now, we've got 27 or 28, 29 years in, and we are afraid to take and walk away.
Keith Crane.
It's a bad thing for the workers because for the last 50 years, the United Auto Workers have probably had the best paying jobs in the United States. Unfortunately, the companies that have been paying those jobs can no longer afford that.
Companies? Plural? Oh, yes, is IRN's top forecaster, Eric Merkel.
Ford is in much the same situation as General Motors, and I have to believe that they're watching what's going on here very carefully.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Osgood File, March 23rd, 2006.
This is the hour of...
No power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 6:08, 8 minutes after 6. High today, 40. Partly sunny skies, but it's foggy out there right now. So, I want to say be careful if you're on your way to work or getting ready to go to work. Give yourself a little extra time, although it's not really that foggy where we are. But you might want to give yourself some extra time this morning. All right, not as angry this morning as I was yesterday. Man, was I keyed up yesterday or what? I was angry. I admit it. Yeah, what? But you know what? I'm okay today, and I hope you are too. Not as angry this morning. Still upset about the robocall situation. Thank you to everybody who called, both the Attorney General John Southers and the Governor Bill Owens. And you know the interesting thing is, people sent me emails saying that when they called, if they were receiving calls, people at both places said calls. We're not getting any calls. So I don't know how many of you followed through and called. I don't know how many people bothered to call. But they just denied that they got any. And we tried once again to get, what is up here with this? There we go. We tried, to get the Attorney General on. But once again, no. We're blown off. So I guess we're not going to get any satisfaction there. And there's a couple of, there's an online petition going demanding an investigation. And I have, and it's got a really complicated URL. If I can find it, I'll give it to you. Now, here it is. It's petitiononline.com/soapblocks. That's SOAPBLX2/petition.html. And you can go there and sign. I did, and you can go ahead and sign. I'll give it to you again. It's petitiononline.com/SOAPBLX2/petition.html. And a guy by the name of John, who we had on yesterday, is running this thing. Also, Pat Block of the Democratic Party's got another strategy to keep this thing alive. We'll talk to her, and hopefully we're hoping to have on Alice Madden as well, House Majority Leader, to see what she has to say. George W. Bush on the stump yesterday in West Virginia. Too bad he didn't tell the people in West Virginia that the Mining Safety and Health Administration had failed to enact 18 safety regulations, which might have saved those miners' lives that died in West Virginia, but of course were put on hold as a giveaway to the coal companies, and Bush didn't bring that up, and he should have. And his whole deal yesterday was to attack the media. Now it's our fault that things are going bad in Iraq. Now, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember, because I assume we have listeners to this radio station from all age groups. But this whole thing, to me, is eerily like 1967 or 1968, where it was the media's fault, and it was the liberals' fault. And it was everybody else's fault. And things were really going good in Vietnam. And, we were winning in Vietnam. And we got daily body counts of the Viet Cong that were killed. And yet, something, we weren't winning. And things weren't going good. And we were losing Americans like crazy. And there's violence every day in Iraq. There's violence every single day. And things are slipping in Afghanistan as well. There's this whole story about the guy, and we haven't covered much of it because we've been doing the robocall situation, but there's a story about the guy who's faces death for converting to Christianity. And that whole thing stems out of Islam, a radical version of Islam, and also, strangely enough, it stems out of the Afghan constitution, which George W. Bush was just praising here, last year? And was doing it, I was doing it probably a couple of months ago in speeches. It's like this administration is totally and completely 100% disconnected. They're just disconnected on all fronts. But you know something? I wanted to ask you this first hour, for those of you, the hour of power here, the hour of no power, rather, for those of you that get up this early in the morning and are with us at 303-713-7600. And this is a conversation that we could extend over a couple hours here. Because I was having a discussion with somebody yesterday about this. And, going around doing these Democratic dinners, Larimer County. And there's nothing better than spending time with Democrats. Larimer County, Jefferson County, and also, in emails. The Democratic Party is not perfect. It's far from perfect. And a lot of times during talk shows, you get into a position, particularly if you start getting attacked by conservatives, you get into a position where, it's the old slogan of, I can call my baby ugly, but if you call my baby ugly, those are fighting words. But there's something I notice in going to these Democratic dinners, and I've got another one coming up Saturday night in Weld County, which I'm looking forward to. Which they've gotten me in as the keynote speaker, which will be a terrible, tragic mistake. I should drag John Turk along with me and allow him to get up there and say a few words. And between the two of us, we could kill 20 minutes. But Here's what I get. That the base, that those of us who follow these horrible, horrible events every single day and the position that this country is in, and the terrible, terrible things that go on, like John Nichols talking yesterday, and it's really true, about Bush making that absurd NSA spy comment, and the media just sucks that down or regurgitates it, and nobody stands up in the press room and says, but wait a minute, though, but that's not what the Democrats are talking about. But what, you know, what I get out of this from emails from people and also talking to people is that to a certain degree, the Democratic leadership is out of touch with the rest of us. Does anybody get that feeling? Does anybody get that opinion? Now, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid called President Bush dangerously incompetent and said the administration ought to be doing more to prevent increasing sectarian violence in Iraq. Reid told the Associated Press in Las Vegas that the United States was failing three different ways in Iraq. Military efforts have lagged, the economy is crippled by decreased oil production and frequent power outages, and attempts to form a national unity government are behind schedule. And, of course, the White House had no comment on this. Now, that's a pretty strong statement by Reid. But you know something? Let's look at this president. The guy is a liar. He's a lawbreaker. I mean, we could go into all of this stuff. But, you know, I cite the fact that, 44 Democrats signed on to censure Bill Clinton over Monica Lewinsky. What, two? Two signed on the Feingold thing? How many of you out there were for the Feingold censure movement? Raise your hand. I was. Anybody else out there? I know there are a few of you, because I got emailed to that extent. But how many of you believe that the leadership of the Democratic Party is out of touch with you and I? And other than Russell Feingold, how many of you out there are unhappy with the prospective selection of candidates for 08? And the fact that the Democratic Party ought to be on this president's rear 24-7 for the stuff that is going on, but instead, they just seem to muddle through. They don't seem to have a plan of attack. And that it's almost like they're scared. It's like, you know what? It's like the Democratic Party, the Democratic leadership is scared. They're scared of something, and I don't know what that something is, but they're scared of it. And the press is scared. And what are they scared of? All right, is the Democratic leadership out of touch? And I got a second part to this, too, real quick. Al Gore said the other day, back on the 20th, Al Gore said that he was not planning to run for president. What about starting an draft Al Gore movement? Maybe Al Gore is what we need to keep us from going down the highway to hell here. All right, so your opinions about the leadership of the Democratic Party, your opinion about the Democratic Party as a whole, is the hierarchy of the Democratic Party, and I'm talking about senators, congresspeople, are they out of touch with the rest of us? 303-713-7600.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit BeachesETC.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth? Unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast food breakfast? Routine. Fresh baked power bagel? Unroutine. Fresh baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
The show Bob Beaupre never hears. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, see, I'm in a really good mood. You know, one of the reasons I'm in a good mood at 622, 22 minutes after 6 with a high today of about 40 and it's foggy out there. I went to my psychiatrist yesterday. I love what he had to say to me as we were discussing my meds. I love what he had to say to me. He said to me, you know something? I can't watch George W. Bush on TV. I said, well, you know what? I have to. It's my job. He said, I can't watch him. I said, why is that? He said, because he's so stupid that it's a horror show. I went, okay, doc. Hey, you know, speaking of the Democratic Party being out of touch, let me put one caveat in here. The state Democratic Party, to me, seems to be pretty hip. And the people that I have met that are involved in the state Democratic Party and the players that I've met that are involved and the Democrats that I've met at these dinners have been great, have been nothing but great. So when I talk about the Democratic Party being, like, out of touch, I'm talking about on a national level. It's like we have this historic chance, and there's nobody there. I mean, why aren't we pounding on Bush 24/7? Why aren't we on his ass on a continuous basis? And I just wonder. I just wonder if they're out of touch with you and I. Because you know what it seems like? It seems like what I hear people talking about on a grassroots level and what I hear out of these people is two different things. Here's Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
I agree with you. I think the Democratic Party is out of touch, and it's frustrating the hell out of me. And it is out of touch in Colorado, and I mean Senator Salazar when I say that, because I wrote to him and asked him to support the Feingold censure of President Bush, and he refused to do it. He says that this needs to be investigated more. Of course, the Republicans are going to refuse to investigate, and if they do grudgingly admit to investigate like they did in the 9/11 and the Katrina investigations, it'll be another whitewash.
Well, the big story you see here now is that Arlen Specter is going to come up with legislation, okay, that is going to rein in the quote unquote White House lust for illegal wiretapping. But what they're really going to do is they're going to give this White House cover. They're going to give them legal cover. And you're right. Nothing is ever going to be done about this. And if we try to hold a hearing.
It's another whitewash. They're basically going to make illegal what was the law was being broken. But I'm with the ACLU on that particular job. That law would be illegal because it still violates the Fourth Amendment. And it still doesn't protect Americans from this, and we are not at war. Congress never declared war against Iraq, never declared war against Afghanistan. We are not in a state of national emergency. The president does not have these Article II war powers, and what he is doing is clearly prima facie illegal, and that's why all the Democrats should have supported this Feingold.
I agree.
And the problem is that they are out of touch, and I blame the Democrats for the problems we're having right now with the Bush administration. The Republicans are beyond the pale. They've already drank the Kool-Aid, you know, which has the Borg nanoprobes in it, but the Democrats were the ones who had the opportunity to stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen.
Well, but there are two, you know what, there are two problems here.
Yes.
There are two problems. One, the Democrats don't act like an opposition
yeah, exactly.
party. And then the other thing is the media sleepwalks.
Right.
So you got the two main checks and balances that are supposed to operate in this society, and they're not operating.
And Tom, Bush is blaming the media again, too.
Well, yeah, of course.
The liberal media.
Yeah, because you got to blame somebody, man. Tom, thank you. I appreciate
your
call.
Welcome.
All right, have a good morning. You know, I'm never drinking diet soda again. I take that pledge on the air, and I know I shouldn't do it. But I got diet soda again this morning. It stuff's poison. You know Herb Rubenstein, who's running for Congress. I'm not endorsing him. I'm just bringing his name up. You know, he's running against Peggy Lamb and Earl. See, I did it again. Ed Perlmutter. You know, they're running there, and it's... You know, what are they? They're in District 7, I believe, Congressional District 7. And Rubenstein says to me, he says, don't drink that poison. Well, I only drink it occasionally. Yeah, well, look what it does to me. Okay, Herb, if you're listening this morning, you're right. I should go back to water. Let's go to Judy in Colorado Springs. Judy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there. You told me to call you back after I went to the Republican caucus and raised a fit.
Yeah, so how did that go?
Well... I was walking into the building, and I was walking with a gentleman. I didn't know who he was. Later to find out he was the committee chairperson. And I said, I don't know how long I'm going to stay because I'm not very happy with the Republicans right now. So, and he sort of looked at me funny. So I go to the meeting. There were only two people there, the committee person and me.
I heard I heard the turnout was thin.
It was. So anyway, he tried to... get me to become the person to go to the county convention. I said, no. I said, I can't support any of these candidates. I said, I'm just totally disgusted with the direction of the Republican Party. And then he admitted that I was not alone. So the Republicans down here in this bastion are starting to feel it. So, and he asked me if I would take some literature, and I said, no. I said, I don't, there's no one here that I would vote for. So then I walked out, and I went down the hall, and I went into the Democratic caucus, and I told them what I was and what I had just done and everything, and they invited me to sit down so I could listen to what they were talking about, different candidates and things like that. And I volunteered to walk my precinct for them.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Because I figure I've got to put my money where my mouth is. And I found out something very interesting. One of the people on that particular precinct is retired Air Force, and he works. He's also works with veterans and things like that. And he was discussing a piece of legislation that the Republicans are trying to sneak through, which is going to redefine what a veteran is. And I have to find out more about this, but basically that would redefine a veteran as only someone who has served in combat. So that means all of these folks who have gone to other countries but not served in combat wouldn't be considered a veteran.
Man, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's right. If you give your time to your country, whether it's
in, I don't care what
it
is.
Yeah, whether it's in El Segundo, California, Afghanistan, or whatever, if you're helping
right.
the effort, then you should be considered a veteran. Judy, thank you. I appreciate the call, and thanks
okay.
for coming over and joining the right side. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. Do you think the Democratic Party is out of touch with the rest of us and is out of touch with mainstream Democrats across this country? And then there's the other thing that I've been wanting to bring up for a couple of days. Al Gore said that he said this on Monday, said he's not planning to run for president in 2008, but hasn't ruled it out of future in politics. He said, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Gore told an audience at the Middle Tennessee State University, where he gave a lecture on global warming. It's one in a series. I'm not planning to be a candidate again. I haven't reached a stage in my life where I'm willing to say I will never consider something like this. But I'm not saying that to be coy. I'm just saying that, to be honest, that I haven't reached that point. Boy, do we need a draft Al Gore movement here? Because I definitely do not want Hillary to run. All right, 303-713-7600, two lines open, and trying to gauge whether you think that the Democrat is anybody else frustrated out there with the national leadership as I am? And I'm not talking specifically about Howard Dean, but I'm talking specifically about high-profile Democrats and the Democratic Party as a whole. I mean, you've got some people out there that are slugging it out. You got John Murtha. You got Russell Feingold. You've got some people that are out there in the trenches going after the Bush administration. But by and large, the Democrats as a whole seem to be just quiet. And I'm really disappointed. I'm still disappointed and still stung at the fact that, well, you know, even our own Ken Salazar wouldn't sign on to the Russell Feingold censure proposal. And 44 Democrats wanted to censure Bill Clinton over Monica Lewinsky. And we've got a guy in the White House now who can't read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and lied us into a war in Iraq. And we're just sitting here. And maybe this harks back to yesterday about getting tough. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. We'll roll out more of your calls coming up at 6:31, 29 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's check out progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Dense fog around the metro area and along the foothills, the biggest problem so far this morning. If you're after the airport, might want to check on that flight just to make sure it's on schedule. Might see some delays because of this fog. Now, we are starting to see the usual jams coming out of the north end of town, south on I-25, slow from 104 down to the turnpike. Then we're starting to fill in as you head into downtown. Eastbound I-270, also pretty busy between I-76 and Vasquez. 225 and C-470 are doing okay. And around town, things are picking up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike, little slow now eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, foggy this morning.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have a hard time, you know, keeping track of how many. But have always gotten a good deal there, have always been treated right. And I say that truthfully, not because they're advertising here, although I appreciate that, and I appreciate them supporting the program and being on the radio station and supporting Progressive Talk. But they've just always, always, always treated us right. So get in on this matching down incentive, save some bucks, and get the vehicle you want, and get more bang for your dollar, and you can do it at Rockies. And I mentioned my friends who work out there, the Alshear brothers, and all of them out there are really, really, really good people. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on 25 years of business along the Front Range. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there to see them in person. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Brigitte is so incredibly photogenic, and I am so incredibly not. She gives off this aura of beauty all the time, and I know you can't see her right now, but if you did, you would not be able to stop staring at her. I sound like an idiot.
A woman's glow leaves men speechless. Well, almost. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a check-and-go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at check-and-go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep, the little engine that tries very, very hard to make it up the hill. 6:30, 6:24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 40, partly sunny out there. A lot of fog. Be careful if you're driving. Chill out a little bit out there. All right, is the Democratic Party, and I'm talking about the national leadership, out of touch with the rest of us? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ken in Denver. Ken, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, indeed, are they out of touch. You know, sometimes I carry a sign to exemplify this issue, and on one side it says, the eagle won't fly on two right wings. And on the other side, it says, Democrats are the left wing of fascism. And that's an exaggeration, but it's pointing to the truth. It seems like they're they're parties that do not serve the general welfare, and the Democrats serve the corporate elite. And it's tragic, and the only thing that's going to change it is when the American people insist that it be changed, because there are some good Democrats, as you pointed out, Feingold and
Murtha
and others. Murtha and Howard Dean, who's like sort of kicked upstairs so he can't have any voice, you know, as the leader of the what is
it? You know, I would like, he's the leader of the DNC. I mean, I would love to sit down with him and ask him. I'd love to ask him. I mean, aren't you frustrated? I mean, Russell Feingold gives the New York Observer the following quote. He says, politicians and pundits are afraid. What are they afraid of? What's the press afraid of? What are these guys afraid of? Why don't they just go after this guy for what he is? I mean, he's a liar. You know, he's a liar. He's a double talker. He's broken the law. God knows what else he's done. We have no, you know, we have no answer to those physical search questions. I mean, he's run up this gigantic. I mean, this war could cost $3 trillion by the time it's done. He is responsible for the deaths of a lot of people, as Helen Thomas said the other day. I mean, what are they scared of? What exactly are they panicked about?
You know what I think is my take on that is that we're still stuck in a hangover of fear from 9/11, and people are just I think when it does break loose, it's going to be incredible to watch, like when Vietnam broke loose in terms of opposition to it in the late 60s. But this is very different. Our situation is quite different now, and I think it's fear, and I think we have to break out of that, and I think we will. But especially politicians are afraid, just lack courage, and probably a lot of them lack principle. I think they're self-servers, and even if they go in and they sort of like corporate prostitutes, they're not serving us and corporations.
Right, let me ask you again though, because I'm trying to pin this down. Maybe this is the question I really ought to be asking. Maybe this is the question we ought to be asking each other, and maybe this is the question we ought to be answering. What are they scared of? You know, is this like the Red Scare of the 50s, where people hid because they didn't want, because if you spoke out, oh, you must be a communist. I mean, what's going on here that people are scared? What are they scared of?
Well, I think it's that fear of being probably accused of being unpatriotic is still lingers. And the other thing, I think so many of them really don't have the principles to stand up to. I really think so many Democrats are almost indistinguishable from Republicans. They're self-servers. They serve corporations. And they're not serving us in our needs. Obviously, look at the society around us. Look at our foreign policy. I have faith in the American people that they'll wake up and do something about it.
Well, what we need is another Tet Offensive. You know, the public opinion about what was going on as far as the Vietnam War goes and towards the Nixon administration changed after the Tet Offensive, and that's what we need here. We need something, and you'd think that it's already happened, but we need something. But, you know, then we get into this whole thing. I mean, look at the polls. Look, there's a Newsweek poll out now. Let me quote a little bit of it to you. A bitterly divided electorate gives President George W. Bush an approval rating of only 36% in the latest Newsweek poll, matching the low point in his presidency recorded last November. His image as an effective leader in the war on terror is tarnished, with less than half the public, 44%, approving of the way he's handling terrorism and homeland security. Despite a series of presidential speeches meant to bolster support for the war in Iraq, as well as the announcement of a major military offensive when the poll was getting underway, only 29% of the people questioned approved Bush's handling of the situation in Iraq. Fully 65% disapprove. And check this out. The outright anger against Bush felt by many Americans was reflected in responses to questions about the effort of Democratic Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin to censure Bush in Congress for his warrantless wiretapping program. Feingold has found very little support for his move on the Hill. 4 in 10, 42% of adults in the general public say they would support a congressional censure of the president, while half said they would not. But it's up to 42%.
Yeah, it's amazing how out of touch they are. And it, again, it comes back to who are they serving? They're not serving us. It comes back to what Ralph Nader was saying. This is an aspect that this issue shows how in common the Democrats and the Republicans are. Like Ralph Nader would say, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, but see,
on this issue, that
know,
is so.
But,
only
you know
on
what?
A specific
but,
issue.
But I don't buy this having anything to do with corporate support. I buy this with having something to do with that there's some kind of psychological thing going on here where they're just, you know, where they either they don't know what to do, they're scared. I just don't know. Ken, thank you, man. I appreciate
sure.
it. Thanks so much. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Jason in Colorado Springs. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. It is very frustrating with the leadership of the Democratic Party. But now is the time we have to ante up and get involved. I myself went to my first caucus Tuesday. And I'm going to do what I can, as much as I can, because now, it's, like I said, it's most important to get involved right now.
Well, I think the state party is marvelous, and I still endorse the idea that we've all got to go to the polls in November, and we've got to try to do the best we possibly can. But I just read this interview with Feingold, you know, this article about Feingold in the New York Observer, and I just thought to myself, you know, what he's saying is really, really true, that these people are scared. What the hell are they scared of, and why are they so out of touch with the rest of us?
I believe what they're afraid of is not getting reelected. And the fact of the matter is they work for us. And we need to point it out to them. Ken Salazar himself barely won against T-Corps, and we have to remind him that if we wanted a Republican, we would have voted for one. You know, we have to get involved, and, you know, don't even bother writing Wayne Allard to get a, like, auto-generated response. But,
well, he's not a Democrat.
Exactly, but, you know, you got to get involved one way or another, and, you know, it is very frustrating. I don't feel represented. Whatsoever, but, you know, that's why I'm going to get involved and get into the caucus, and I'm going to do what I can.
All right, Jason. Thanks, man. Good for you.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Three lines open at 303-713-7600 here during the hour of No Power. And is the Democratic Party on a national level? I'm not talking about the state now. I'm talking about a national level. Are they out of touch with the rest of us? And maybe you can answer this question. What are they scared of? You know what? It's not only goes for the Democrats on a national level. You know what? It also goes for the media. Why is the media scared? Okay, on one hand, the Bush administration and George W. Bush yesterday was hammering the media under, once again, another, pre-screened audience, because this is a guy who can't appear in front of regular people like you and I because he's scared of getting too much grief. So he goes in front of these hand-picked audiences with these staged deals with the banner in the background. Did you see that? Operation, something like Operation Plan for Victory, even though you and I have no idea what that means, and I don't think the majority of America has any idea what that means. But Why are we so scared? Why are Democrats scared? Why is the media scared? Why don't they take this guy on and just point out the obvious? And when he stands up there and tells a lie, the media just regurgitates it. They just suck it down, and then they regurgitate it back out. You know, like Candy Crowley yesterday on CNN. Did anybody see this? Candy Crowley on CNN. Oh, he's good with zingers. He's good with one-liners. You know what? We don't need the analysis of his personality and his speaking ability. What we need to do is we need a good analysis of what he's saying. And why no Democrats on a national level, other than Russ Feingold and Jack Murtha, stand up and point a finger at this guy and take him on? Why don't we take him on? And why they didn't sign that censure motion? I don't know. Three lines open at 303.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas Contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to DenversNewChurch.com.
Pretty busy from I-76 over towards Vasquez. 225 and C-470 look pretty good so far. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are getting busy. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. And the Turnpike now a little sluggish eastbound from Federal to Pecos. On to the forecast. Foggy now, but that should burn off with highs today in the 40s. We're at 26 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
AM760.net, more than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Top three projects I plan to do during my weekend. Number three, no more talking, it's time for new carpet. Number two, avocado kitchen, out. Brushed steel appliances, in. And number one, brag about how I didn't pay a thing for it yet.
Don't put off the projects, put off the payments. Right now you can get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Offer valid through March 26th in the U.S. only. See store for details.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-8313. That's 1-800-900-8313. 1-800-900-8313.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, hanging in here during the hour of no power. 6:49. 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 40. Partly sunny. It is foggy out there, so please be extremely careful. Here's Russell Feingold in an interview with the New York Observer. He says, both Democratic politicians and pundits are afraid. Time and time again, they allow themselves to be intimidated from taking a strong stance against the administration. And question this hour is, what we're talking about here is, do you feel that the Democratic Party, on a national level, is out of touch with you and I? Because it seems like, as I said when I started this, it seems like these Democratic dinners that I go to, you know, I hear people there talking one way, and I get emails from people one way, talking about one way, and then I see, like, the party nationally doesn't seem to reflect that. And I made this clear before. I think things are too... We're in a tough state here. And to me, I don't see another I see no other choice but to vote Democratic. But I can't get on here and pretend day after day the Democratic Party is perfect. And I'm as frustrated as you may be over this. Let's get back on the phones and go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. Well, first of all, thanks for playing Fight the Power by Public Enemy. Yay.
You got it. That's John Turk. That's John Turk that did that.
Yeah, I think you're that. It's great. All right. Well, a couple things. One, I'm so glad that you brought this up because I remember watching the Republican National Convention and then the Democratic National Convention, and I was so angry, and I'll never forget it. I was so mad when I was watching the Republican National Convention. They were kicking our butts.
Yeah, they were. You're right. They were trashing us from the opening to the end. That's right.
Yes, they were. They were kicking our butts, and I was so mad. And after the I think the Democratic one was after the Republicans. I believe it was.
No, the Democratic one was before the Republicans.
That's right. That's right. And so then I was waiting. That's right. And so then after the Republican National Convention, I remember writing them an email saying, I am not going to give you another dime until I see you guys starting to grow a backbone. And then I remember John Kerry came out and had a speech, and he started to get some fire. But I'm just like, what is up with you people? You guys need to get it together. And and when you have Republicans who are chomping at the bit for Hillary to run, hello, get a clue. That should tell us that Hillary may not be the best choice, but the National Party seems to just want Hillary to run because of her name recognition. You know, I'm a regular old Democrat on the street. None of my friends want Hillary to run.
I don't want her to run either.
None of us do. And then finally, who is supporting Salazar and that gang of 14 and all this other stuff? If anything, I think people need to get back in touch with the Democratic Party. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe we need to get back into the... And one of the things I'd like to do is see Salazar kicked out for being a faux Democrat. You know, I just think it's completely ridiculous.
But, you know, here's the problem.
Okay.
And we had a prolonged conversation about this maybe 5-6 months ago. It's always the lesser of two evils. A third party is not going to cut it. We're in too dire of straits, so we have to vote Democratic. We're stuck with Salazar, but would Coors have been a better choice? I wasn't I wasn't here for the election. You know what? I was lucky enough to be in a state where my senators were Barack Obama and Dick Durbin. And, yeah, I know. I miss Barack Obama. I really do. I miss Dick Durbin, too. I mean, he speaks out, you know, every once in a while. But it's like, what are we going to do? It's like our backs are against the wall. It's like they have us, but and we've got to do something because we're in dire straits here. I mean, this guy's running the ship of state up, you know, on the ground, up the ground. He already has run it on the ground. I mean, we're already in tough shape. We got a president who can't, as I said before, can't read the Constitution of the United States, who's a known liar. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Yet nobody comes forward and says anything. And Russell Feingold is right. What the hell are they scared of?
I have no idea. I have no idea. When we've got a growing majority in this country saying, this is ridiculous, if they can impeach, well, you know, you can finish the sentence about impeaching Bush. The state level, as far as I'm concerned, they're doing something right if we were able to take over the state legislature. I think there's a little bit of inability to scan the state sometimes, but for the most part, I'm pretty happy with this, with the state level. Bottom line is this, is I am really... I want our message to get stronger, clearer, tighter, and with a lot more backbone. If we don't get it together and we can't beat these clowns in the next election, we deserve to lose. And I will start giving them money because I want to support the effort, but I want my dollar attached to please get it in gear.
Well, me too, and I give them money. Every single month I give them money. You know what? I'm about to say something here that could get me in a lot of trouble, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know what? In a lot of ways, we are our own worst enemies, and I'll give you some examples of what I'm talking about. Let me start with this radio station. This radio station is a gift to this community. We're lucky to have it. Yet you can't believe the amount of complaints about little teeny things that people send us email about. That they sit there and that they, you know what, and they fail to support the radio station. And that they sit there and they complain and they bitch and they complain. There was a guy at the Larimer County Democratic dinner. Okay, here are all these Democrats, and they're having fellowship, and we're all together. And it's like, you know, you feel good because there are other people there that are like you, right?
Yeah.
And this guy stands up and gives a speech about the lack of diversity and color in the room. Now, first of all, I don't know what the African-American population of Larimer County is. I don't know. I would suspect that it's probably not all that much.
No.
So he causes this embarrassing moment. And it's like I wanted to stand up and say to the guy, well, you know what? How many African-Americans are there in Larimer County? And if there are not enough that are Democrats, I mean, what do you want us to do about it on this particular night? Do you want us to go, like, and bus African-Americans in here? I mean, why are you trying to destroy? You know, it's like we eat our own. We eat our own on a continuous basis. And we've had this discussion on the program before. On one hand, we don't want to be lockstep like the Republicans. But on the other hand, we can't get our acts together. And we're on I don't know how to describe what I'm trying to say. We're on each other all the time. We're frustrated with the national leadership. It's like you can't, you know, two and two is not making four here.
Yeah.
Am I making sense or am I babbling?
No, I think you're making sense. I'm a minority woman, and I used to live in Larimer County because I, you know, went to school up there. So I can kind of understand what he's saying. However, it would be inappropriate to get up and say something like that. And second of all, is that such a big issue? I mean, again, you have to have the ability to stand the demographics of where you're living, and if there's not a lot of minorities there, it's probably because there's not a lot of them, you know. Now, if there was an issue in Denver and we were getting a lot, that's a different issue. But I agree. I think that we need to start coming together. We need to start coming together and getting a very strong and clear message and keep touting that we are inclusive, that we want to see the country continue to move forward. But if we do it on a wimpy scale or on a divisive scale, again, bottom line, if we lose in 08, is it 08? God, I can't even think of it.
Yeah, it's 08.
No, and this year, and the upcoming elections, 08, then we deserve to lose. And we can't afford to lose.
You know, see, I agree 100%. And that guy, I wanted to tackle that guy for doing that because it was totally lame and wholly inappropriate. And let's stop gnawing the limbs off each other and get focused here and force the leadership of this party to get focused. Carol, marvelous call. Thank you. Thank you for letting me vent on you, and I hope you'll call me again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, I don't know if we're going to continue this into the next hour or not. Because, you know, I'd love to have like a two-hour discussion about this. But, I mean, if the phones are slow, you don't want to talk about it. I mean, we can go on to something else. Like, what's my favorite, you know, ice cream? Maybe we should do that this morning.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard.
cleanup with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
1-1-4 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-8114. 1-800-500-8114.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. Three Christian peace activists have been freed in Iraq after 4 months of being held hostage. U.S. military spokesman General Rick Lynch.
The individuals are rescued. We've talked to them in detail about what they experienced during the 4 months they were in captivity, and we'll use that information for future operations.
The rescue was helped along by information obtained from a man captured just last night. Doug Pritchard is a spokesman for the Christian Peacemakers team.
We had longed for the day when all four men would be released together. Our gladness today is bittersweet.
American Tom Fox was kidnapped with the group and later murdered. His body turned up in Baghdad earlier this month. At least 25 Iraqis killed in a suicide car bomb attack outside a police building today. Dozens wounded. Two roadside bomb attacks targeting police patrols left another four dead. More students have been affected by that scoring problem affecting a major college entrance exam. Correspondent Dan Revive reports live.
The College Board had said it was rescoring all the SATs from last October taken by 500,000 high school students because humidity had damaged some of the answer sheets. Good for 4,000 students now given higher scores. But some of the papers were not reprocessed until this week. And another 375 people and the colleges they apply to are being told at this late stage in the admissions process their SAT scores were wrong, some too low by 450 points. Jim?
12 American tourists are dead in Chile after the bus they were riding in went off a highway down a steep embankment. The 12, all passengers aboard the celebrity cruise ship Millennium on a side trip to a national park. Two other Americans are hospitalized. The search has resumed around Milwaukee this morning for two boys who disappeared last weekend. Quentin Hennings says his 12-year-old son, Quadrenian, has no history of running away.
I don't have time to worry or to cry in a negative aspect. Because I want to stay positive, I want to stay focused.
Also missing, 11-year-old Purvis Parker. The boys were last seen playing outside on Sunday. Now, the mystery is over in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. A woman who disappeared at age 14, 10 years ago, has been living with a middle school guard. Kelly Pigeon of KDKA reports.
Tanya Cash says 48-year-old security guard Thomas Hose lured the then 14-year-old girl into a relationship with no idea what it would cost.
Took away 10 years of my life. Gone.
County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt says the young girl moved in with Hose, but he forbid her from telling anyone where she was, and then...
As a matter of fact, he told her what to eat, when to eat, makeup to wear, and things of this nature.
And just a few months ago, she was allowed to venture from the house where she had been prisoner for years. She finally confided in a deli owner who called authorities. Cash, now 24, is back with her family. Kelly Pigeon for CBS News, Pittsburgh.
In Batavia, Ohio, 66-year-old Charles Martin has now been charged with aggravated murder and the shooting death of a 15-year-old neighbor boy who walked on his lawn. S&P futures right now down one. This is CBS News.
The latest technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol rapid release gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Take only as directed.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? I have Purple Power. Yeah, I try to drink a glass of Welch's Purple 100% grape juice every day because Welch's is packed with deep purple, antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it doesn't just taste good, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the natural antioxidant power of orange juice. So grab a glass of Welch's and add a little Purple Power to your life. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you could do for your heart.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're still dealing with dense fog around the metro area and along the foothills. That's the biggest problem so far this morning. And if you're off to the airport, might want to check on that flight just to make sure it's on time. Now, we are seeing the usual jams coming out of Thornton North Glen, southbound I-25, running heavy from 104th all the way into downtown. Do have a stall now working right around Hampton, so that's going to slow you down a bit. Eastbound I-270, busy ride for you from I-76 over towards Vasquez. 225 now seeing a slow ride from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And around town, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road are all busy. So is the diagonal on Highway 93 and the Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. On to the forecast. Foggy this morning should burn off this afternoon with highs in the 40s. We're at 29 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
High today, 40, partly sunny skies. It's foggy out there. Please be careful on your way to work. We'll get back to the phones here about the Democratic Party and about the leadership nationally being out of touch with the rest of us and about how we seem to have this thing where we just, no matter how hard you try, we just can't seem to help ourselves. And I gave a couple examples before going into the news about the guy standing up at the Larimer County Democratic dinner. I mean, it's like, come on, man. You know, Bill Ritter's there, the next governor of the state of Colorado. We got Angie Piccioni there, next congresswoman who's going to beat Marilyn Musgrave. We've got all these people here who are trying to boost up. And this guy stands up and it's like, you know, and this has always got to be. You know, it's like doing this show, too. No matter how much you try, no matter how hard John Turk and I try, there's always some email from some guy. Like, I got one yesterday. I knew when he talked about Jay Benish anymore. Well, we haven't talked about Jay Benish in what? A week and a half? 2 weeks? It's like, hello, Earth to listener. All right. People always accuse me of missing stories. I want to get this one out before we go back to the phones and talk about what it is. I mean, I'm throwing all this stuff into a cement mixer. About Russell Feingold's statement about both Democratic politicians and pundits are afraid. Time and again, they have allowed themselves to be intimidated for taking strong stands against the administration and why that is and why we can't seem as Democrats to get our acts together. All right, listen, I got to get this out to you, though. Did you know that President Bush's uncle earned millions in a war firm sale? That's right, an SEC filing shows that William H.T. Bush collected $1.9 million in cash plus stock valued at $800,000 from the deal. As President Bush embarks on a new effort to shore up public support for the war in Iraq, an uncle of the commander-in-chief is collecting $2.7 million in cash and stock from the recent sale of a company that profited from the war. A report filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission shows that William H.T. Bush collected just under $1.9 million in cash plus stock valued at more than $800,000 from the sale of Engineered Support Systems Incorporated to DRS Technologies in New Jersey. Now, in the family, William Bush is called Uncle Bucky. Oh, man. Anyway, the $1.7 billion deal closed January 31st. Both firms have extensive military contracts. The contracts, some were awarded on a no-bid basis, include a $77 million deal to refit military vehicles with armor for use in Iraq. Uncle Bucky claims he never called the president about this. And one of the contracts, which is a generator contract, which was the major source of revenue for one of these companies, is in trouble because the generators don't seem to work right. But anyway, there's one of Bush's family members making money off of a taxpayer-supported war. And you know what? If you want to find out more about this, go to the LATimes.com and read the entire article. Okay. Also, thank you to the Attorney General of the State of Colorado for once again not appearing for a second day, a third day in a row now, as we've called him about the robocall issue, and he hasn't shown up. They can't seem to get their act together to get on. Poor John Turk keeps calling him every day, and every day we keep getting some excuse. Thank you very much, John Southers. Really appreciate it. You know, a lot of accountability here to the taxpayers. And Jeannie Smith, who also is involved in this robocall thing, and she can't get her act together either to get back to us. We certainly do appreciate it. Thank you to all of you who called yesterday. Don't know how many calls we got. All right, let's get back to this whole thing about the Democrats not getting their act together. What about Gore also thinking about running? Everybody against that or for that? He says he's not going to, but maybe we ought to draft him. So I got a whole potpourri of Democratic issues here this morning, and a lot of this has been on my mind since yesterday, and I want to run it all by you and get into a discussion with you. Here's Charlie in Arvada. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay.
Hi.
Thank you. I listen to you every day and just love you to death. But it's very rare when I think you are missing a key point. And I thank you very much for raising this issue today, because I think we really need to talk about it a lot and in depth. I do believe that the key to understanding what all the Democratic leadership is afraid of is almost solely corporate money and its control of who wins or who loses elections. I think that was quite clear, and actually the Rachel on your channel yesterday in the Rachel Maddow show, when she was interviewing John Warner, and she asked him point blank about the corporations writing their own legislation in Congress and asking him point blank about resisting corporate control of our government. And he dodged the issue entirely. He made a few just general comments, but just was not about to say that he's going to work and do everything he can to reduce corporate control of our government. I think it's been very evident in the campaigns that you were out of state and you missed, the Salazar, the Mike Miles campaign, where Miles raised, I think, $250,000 throughout his entire campaign because he was not getting corporate contributions. And you can go onto the FEC website at any time and look up contributions, for an example, of the Progress for America, that AstroTurf Republican group, and you'll see last year I saw $45 million contributed to them in $100,000 and $200,000 chunks.
Well, there's no question what you're talking about is true. Mark Warner, by the way, there was a big profile of him in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, and I also saw him interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, in which he gave kind of weird answers, particularly about foreign policy. So he's not a guy I find attractive. I don't know about you. But I don't know. Does it seem to you that, like, Russell Feingold would be scared of corporations or would be scared of campaign contributors? But I think you're onto something. I think that corporate money, you know, needs to be purged out of the political system. I'm just not sure exactly how to do it. You know, one thing that gets me is, why do corporations have First Amendment rights? They're not people.
Well, I tell you that I went to a very interesting lecture by I think they call him a forensic accountant who worked on the Enron prosecutions, and he said that was that's one of the biggest changes that we would need to make to take back our country is the personhood, legal personhood of corporations.
Right. They should not be considered to be people. They're not people. They're entities. So they shouldn't be allowed or accorded the same freedom of speech that that you and I would get under the First Amendment.
Correct. The problem is that they have all the rights of citizens and none of the responsibilities whatsoever.
Yeah. You know, and that's got to be changed.
Well, public finance of elections and shortening the length of campaign terms like they do in Britain would be a big help.
Yeah, I agree with you there too. You know, we used to laugh at the Kremlin because they had no turnover. You know, we used to, and now look, we have no turnover in Congress. I mean, we used to laugh at the fact that, for instance, that Fidel in Cuba, a country I'm very fond of, would give, you know, these 8 and 9 hour speeches in front of these we'd always say, well, he's giving them in front of these captive audiences, and you know, they're not going to speak out because the audiences, these people are obviously, you know, sympathizers, and they're hoodwinked, and the right wing would go on and on and on. Answer me this question: what did George W. Bush do yesterday? That's a handpicked audience.
Well, he's always in front of the military soldiers who are not allowed by law. They're not
allowed yesterday,
to speak.
Yesterday there were military families. Now why we don't? Now why somebody doesn't stand up and attack him for this? You know, why doesn't a Democrat stand up and say, excuse me, Mr. President, why don't you go out and talk to everyday people? Why don't you just have an audience full of non-screened individuals and hear what they really have to say instead of having your handlers go through and pick people?
Well, you know, my reaction is outspoken leadership creates its own constituency, and we could have done that with, like, the Alito situation, and I think people like Ben Knight or Salazar wasn't about to stand up to them. And
yeah.
I think if we had had someone like Miles in, that would not have happened, frankly. But that's just my own opinion. I'm recommending people support folks like Bill Winter in his CD6 campaign. He needs money. He needs money very badly to keep his campaign going. And that's a local example that I would encourage.
Well, you know what? I don't mind saying this on the air. I gave him some campaign money. Charlie, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, a couple quick things. For one thing, I want to say I'm sorry about what happened at the Larimer County Democrat dinner. I wasn't there, but I'm glad I wasn't from the sound of it because I would have been embarrassed.
Well, the audience just kind of sat there like, what?
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, I just thought to myself, here we go again. We can't have something. We can't do something. We can't have, you know, without somebody standing up and fouling up the air, more or less.
Yeah, that's sad, especially since, as you correctly surmised, you know, the population of that gathering reflected the demographics of this part of the country, you know.
Oh, and then Ambassador Joe Wilson's there, so that was really a good thing for him to say.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's like you as you probably heard, you know, the KKK was once real powerful in this part of Colorado, and it looks that way to this day, unfortunately. You know, this part of I mean, it's like 96%. Caucasian.
Well, and by the way, the person who was emceeing the event was Dani Newsom. She's African-American. I mean, hello, can the guy see? I mean, that even made it even worse. I mean, how would you like to have been Dani Newsom here in the audience? Oh, like, excuse me? Yeah. Hello?
Am I transparent? Or?
You know, it's just like, I mean, come on. And this goes on a regular basis. You know what? It goes on. It's like the Democrats, it's like collectively and the leadership nationally, it's like we're like this brass band that's dropping instruments all over the place as we're trying to move forward here. I mean, when are we going to tighten it up and get it together?
I don't know. Which brings me to the other your question about what are we afraid of. Here's my speculation is that even though the polls are starting to reflect that the American public, you know, is increasingly not buying this whole Republican, you know, we're the only people that can keep you safe, kind of a mantra. You know, I think that a lot of Democrats are not standing up because they're afraid of the exact kind of sort of thing that happened to Feingold by people like Wayne Allard, which was this knee-jerk accusation that because he was that he was basically in league with the terrorists.
Well, you know, Bush was trying that yesterday in West Virginia, trying to say that, you know, if you don't support the war, if you don't stand with the administration in this quote-unquote war on terror, then you're somehow not supporting the troops, and you're somehow less than an American. And, you know, all I can quote to him and anybody else who tries to use that on me is good night and good luck, Joe McCarthy, okay? You know, I'm not buying that for 10 seconds, and go ahead and lay it out on the table and prove it, because you can't prove it.
Right, and I think, you know, more and more people just aren't buying that, but I think that a lot of Democratic leaders are a little behind the curve in terms of figuring out that just ain't flying anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't know what they're waiting on. Ron, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jake.
Take care. Line open at 303-713-7600. You know what? That's Bush's way, and that's the Republicans' way of controlling the debate. And we can't allow them to control the debate. We should be controlling the debate. We should be taking it to them. I was talking about that yesterday. I mean, we should be sticking it to them. Yet, you know what, Russell Feingold and Jack Murtha and a handful of Democrats seem to be the only people that are sticking. And, you know, even John Kerry, I mean, a lot of them didn't want anything to do with this Feingold deal. Didn't want anything to do with it. You know what? I don't know how many of you were around in 1968. I don't know how many of you remember Eugene McCarthy, late Eugene McCarthy. But maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need another Eugene McCarthy, and maybe Russell Feingold is that Eugene McCarthy. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7. Thank you for joining us this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Really appreciate you being here, because you know what? I don't say this enough. Bottom line, with all my ranting and raving and everything else, bottom line, you know what? If you're not here and you don't participate, we don't have a show.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic. AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride around town, and that fog now rolling into the Boulder area. So you could join the rest of us down here in the metro area. It's going to be a tough one. Struggling some areas. Less than 50 yards of visibility. And we are seeing a busy ride, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. The turnpike flows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos and southbound I-25. Seeing the usual jams from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Do have a stall in the clearing stages at Hampton, so that's going to bunch up as well. Southbound 225, slow go as you head in toward the Tech Center, and I-70 bunches up eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. On to the forecast. Fog should burn off this afternoon with highs in the 40s. We're at 29 degrees now in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
When I got the check in the mail, I couldn't believe it. Never in my life have I held on to so much money. I felt like I won the lottery or something.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement from something like a car accident, wrongful death, or personal injury? Would you like to stop waiting for the payments and get one big check? Call J.G. Wentworth for a powerful free booklet that will reveal how to get your money now.
I just couldn't wait for the settlement payments to come trickling in. This check is huge. It's going to change my life and the life of my family.
If you're serious about getting your money now, call for this powerful free booklet. The booklet is free and the information, life-changing.
If you need the money now, you really should call for the free booklet.
Pick up the phone and change your life today. Call 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962. 1-800-700-2962.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Poor gas mileage is a waste of money. Get to AutoZone and tune up your car now. It could save you as much as 25 cents a gallon on gas. Install new spark plugs and plug wires. Replace your air filter and fuel filter. And add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Stop throwing money away. The pros at AutoZone have the parts and advice you need to help you save money on gas now. So get in the zone. AutoZone.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
I'd love a little house in the country.
I want someplace close to my office.
It's essential that I live within the delivery zone of my favorite pizza parlor.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, let me warm up my bass here. You turn the radio up, you know, those big, big, what are those speakers called? Big woofers? Roll into work. You know what I want to do? I want to get those, like, shocks on my car that make the car jump. Have you seen those? I love those things, man. You know what? I'm a lowrider at heart. I really am. Well, I grew up in Southern California, so I like that whole cruising aspect, you know, and going up and down Whittier Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard and Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, man. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 40, partly sunny skies. Fog out there. Speaking of cruising, be careful. Be very careful, because you never know. All right, we're talking about the disarray of the Democrats and frustration that we all have with them. And about the quotes that Russell Feingold gave the New York Observer, which I read about both politicians and pundits are afraid. Time and time again, they allow themselves to be intimidated for taking a strong stance against the administration. And it's just a shame. Here's some more Feingold. What I'm seeing is that while Congress did reassert itself vis-a-vis Nixon, now it's abdicating more and more of its power to the executive. I think it's a very dangerous thing. Congress allowing itself to be minimized while the president is claiming more unchecked power. At the time I was coming out with the censure proposal, the president was reiterating his commitment to the extremist doctrine of preemptive warfare. This marks, this is Feingold at his best, and why more Democrats won't speak up is beyond me. And just general frustration with what's going on. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, hi, you're on AM 760. Hey. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you. You sound a lot better than yesterday morning.
Yeah, I'm not as
just
angry.
Just relaxed.
I know. Well, that's because I got my diazepam inside me, so I'm fine.
Okay. I'm calling, and I'm nervous, so I want to tell you a couple things. I called... I started out with a list from the Internet of the senators, Democratic senators, and I was surprised on how many there were, because that's what I keep hearing, there aren't very many, da-da-da. So I called each of them, and it was after I got home from work, and I would leave a message on their phone mail saying that I really wanted them to say something about Senator Feingold and stand by him and to say something. And I said I hope it would be a positive response. I went through almost half of the list, and I got to H, and I think it was the senator from Nevada or Arizona, and one of his people were there, and she answered the phone, and she said, well, they can't say anything, and I said, what? And she said, well, it's in committee, and it will never get out of committee, and we can't vote on it. And I said, but they can say something about it, can't they?
They can sign on to it.
It made me actually sick at that moment. I mean, her attitude.
Yeah.
It just almost, I just went, oh, my God. So I hung up, and I haven't finished the list yet. But the thing I want to say is that I keep hearing over and over and over again is they're afraid. They don't want to speak. They're this. They're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid. These are politicians. They are not everyday citizens. This is what their career is. They know how to speak in front of groups. They don't panic. They're not doing that. I'm tired of that excuse. I'm sick of it. You say we shouldn't whine and cry and do something. Well, get off your duff and do something.
Yeah, I agree. I think most of us are sick of it, but we're trapped. We're trapped in the sense that things are so crucial that we've got to make gains in November, even though there are structural problems involved in that because of gerrymandering, and there are, a lot of seats that are just not competitive, they're not in play. But we've got to make gains in November. Third-party efforts don't work. We're all sitting here waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for somebody to do something. I mean, thank God Russell Feingold would at least try to. And maybe we need a guy like another Eugene McCarthy to come and, and challenge the Democratic establishment and shake it up.
He's intelligent. He knows how to speak. He speaks his mind. And I did call Hillary Clinton, and I left a longer message. But the thing that I heard last Friday night that shocked me was that the thing she's talking about now is that she's afraid that too many young girls are getting abortions. She's worried about flag burning.
Yeah.
What? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We've got, what about spying? What about the port? What about, these are big things. What about that this country is turning into a fascist state? And, everything he says, the president, seems to be ignored by almost everyone.
Well, the news media seems to, I mean, it's like John Nichols said yesterday, and it's like I said. I mean, they listen to what he has to say in those press conferences and at those speeches, and then either they give stupid commentary like Candy Crowley on CNN, who talks about, well, you know, the president is good at one-liners, he's good at zingers, and blah, blah, blah. Never mind the fact that he's lying or that he didn't answer Helen Thomas's question, and nobody around the room had the guts to stand up again and re-ask the question, and nobody had the guts to press him over it.
Well, and to treat her so badly. Like she was a child.
Yeah, exactly.
And that she had no intelligence. Well, you know, you're a lifelong, what, journalist? Yeah, what does that have to do with the question? Well, like usual, what does it have to do with it? But the thing that you've taught me, and I really, really want to thank you again, is that I sit down when I get home or a little later, and I go through Medium and American Progressive. I read it, and if I have to comment on something, I sit down and I write an email. And my point to, I think, the Washington Post last night was, you know, you're talking about the left-wing press that he keeps blaming. I said, not only does he skirt the issue, lie, change the answers, is there something that you want to hear that you will believe? Don't you think you should stand with your fellow journalists? And, you know,
I agree.
What is this? I mean,
I agree.
It is frightening.
We're living in some kind of deep freeze. It's really weird. It's really, 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 really shame. Sherry, thank you. I appreciate
okay,
the call. Call
you.
Me again.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We are. We're living in some kind of deep freeze. The Democratic Party national leadership's asleep, with the exception of Murtha and Feingold and a few others. And the media's asleep. And so what does Bush do now? Now he's on the warpath against the media. So the media is getting squeezed from both sides. They're getting squeezed by us, and they should be squeezed by us. And they're getting blamed by George W. Bush, because after all, he's got to blame somebody. Lo and behold, he can't take responsibility for his own actions, which is what Republicans are constantly preaching. I mean, if you go listen to the big boys down the dial, the big gigantic radio stations down the dial, what are they always talking about? They're always talking about personal responsibility, except this administration can't take any. 303-713-7600, are you as frustrated with the Democratic national leadership as I am? And what is wrong with the Democrats? Why can't they speak up? Why is Russell Feingold the only one? Why did only two legislators sign on to Feingold's censure proposal, where 44 were willing to go after Bill Clinton for censure over Monica Lewinsky? It's 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic Now. Here's Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Dense fog around the metro area and along the foothills, the biggest problem so far this morning. If you're off to the airport, probably a good idea to check on that flight just to make sure it's running on time. Now, we're seeing the usual slowing on the north end of town, south on I-25, real crowded from 104th right into downtown, and we're sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Eastbound I-70, seeing speeds in the teens from I-76 over towards Vasquez. 225, jam solid from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Seeing some trouble on the Turnpike now, center lane crash eastbound. That's right near Broadway. On to the forecast. Foggy this morning, should burn off this afternoon. Highs in the 40s. We're at 29 degrees now in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ed Schultz.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
I know that this is the time of the day which all those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Everywhere you look, you'll see the signs. There's so much to see at Toyota's premier event. Now at your Toyota dealer, where there's lots of great Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. All Toyota cars, like Camry, Corolla, and Avalon, have an EPA highway rating of over 30 miles per gallon. Right now, you can get a great lease on the gas-friendly Corolla. Or choose $1,000 customer cash for a low lease on America's number one selling car, the 06 Camry. Toyota's premier event is on, but hurry. You won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward.
2006 EPA City Highway estimates for Avalon, Prius, four-cylinder Camry, and Solara, Corolla, and Matrix. Actual mileage may vary. Based on Arnold Polk & Company, total new passenger car registrations for calendar year 2004. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. on new 06 Camrys in stock. Does not apply to other offers. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 4306.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or Toyota.com for savings you don't want to miss. Moving forward, Toyota.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has three times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Footsteps coming up the drive.
Why not? Let's have some Beatles.
Listen for your footsteps.
7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 high today. 40, partly sunny skies. Foggy out there now. Please be extremely careful. One line open at 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. The Democrats, what's wrong with the National Party? Sandy, North Glen. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Well, here's that line again. Sandy, I'll get you. There we go, Sandy, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, I've been watching France, and I've been impressed. I have been impressed.
Oh, over the wage struggle issue.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're mad, and they're talking about it because they're paying attention. The populace is paying attention. And it's not just the youth fighting about the wage struggle. Remember a while ago, it was the nurses who were pissed off.
Yep.
You know, we as a populace are not paying attention. So we can't just point our fingers at the Democratic Party, because the Democrats, they're not going to do anything until we do something. You know, I really think that part of politics is driven by the constituency.
And, well, where's everybody's heads?
Yeah, where is everybody?
Because I have to admit something to you. I have to admit something to you. You know what?
What?
There are some days where I absolutely cannot pay attention to what is going on, because I am so, like, I'll leave here some days and listen to music on the way home.
Yeah.
Because I just can't, and I have to make myself some days sit there and pay attention to what's going on. And it isn't because I'm not interested in what's happening.
It's because it's overwhelming.
Because it's overwhelming, it's grim, and then the other thing is I'm so angry at the media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And to realize that there are so many stories out there, you could very easily do an hour news block just on the stories that are breaking right now, because we're looking at an attack on our Fourth Amendment rights. You know, we're looking at, you know, the ports deal isn't over, because now you know that story, right? That there's a American company, but Dubai is behind this American company.
Right, yeah, I've read that.
Yeah, so we've got all of this weird stuff that's going on, and the American people are like, la-di-da. You know, they're
All right, but let me ask you, and maybe we should widen the conversation and get into this. Where are people's heads? What are they doing and thinking?
Well, I think that there are some people who don't care. You know, I've actually talked to people about the environment who've said, well, you know what, we don't have any kids, so I don't care. You know, we don't.
Yeah,
have
but I mean, they have to. Yeah, but they have to live in it too.
Yeah, but they don't care. They figure they're going to be dead by the time the real impact on the environment happens, so they don't care. So you've got people who are like that. You've got people who don't pay attention to politics. You have people who don't vote. I've talked to people who don't vote because they don't think their votes count, and they're bankers, school teachers.
You know, there are people out there who really believe that they have no impact, and they don't realize how big of an impact they have when they don't vote. You know, I think that a lot of people are distracted by the media because, let's face it, our educational system, you know, has gotten to the point now where Vietnam is just a paragraph, okay? And they don't really talk about the 60s much.
Well, the media, the mainstream media, which is supposed to be liberal, which is, you know, of course, BS.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about it. I mean, it's poisonous. All you got to do is go to Media Matters and look at all of this. I mean, look at all the stuff that's put out there, all the stuff that's promulgated. The latest thing is the Washington Post hires this guy as a blogger who is so right-wing out there that he labels Coretta Scott King a communist.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. What are we living in, 1955 here? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. Or the example I keep giving every, you know, about Candy Crowley. Oh, well, he's good at one-liners. He's good at zingers. You know, all of this stuff. Or failing to challenge these people when they interview them about things that are going on. Like Neil Cavuto of Fox interviews Gail Norton, but never once asked her about why she had to resign.
Well, you know, they don't teach debate in school anymore, Jay. You know, so.
But that stuff never used to go on. We never had that. I mean, it used to be that if news did a piece on somebody,
you would get
that they would have, if they had a Republican strategist on, that they would follow it with a Democratic strategist.
Exactly.
Now you don't have that at all. It doesn't happen.
Of course you don't. And that stopped. In the middle of the Clinton administration. That stopped. And, you know, well, actually, towards the end of the Clinton administration, that stopped. Because they don't want us to know this stuff. They don't want us to ask questions. When they talk about the 60s, they talk about how magical everything was and how we changed stuff, but they don't show how we did it.
Well, the right wrestled control and got it back. But
wait a minute. They don't show how things were changed back in the 60s. So they don't talk about boycotts. They don't talk about, you know, they don't talk about how effective protest works. Have you noticed that?
Well, yeah, but things are.
Because they will glorify. But
things are different now. Like, for instance, think about this. There's a lot more out there now competing for your attention than there used to be, like in 1967, 68. What did you have in 67, 68? You had three major networks.
Yeah, that's true.
Your town maybe had two newspapers.
That's true.
And there
and
was
only
no...
had a couple of FM stations.
Yeah, there was no internet.
That's true. You have a lot going for your attention. However, how can you not notice the price of gas?
You know what? You're asking me something I've asked a million... Yesterday, I'm saying to Mary in the car that with all of this information that's flowing around out there, with all of this stuff going on, and I kind of want to ask this question next hour about blogs, but with all this stuff going on, how does this gigantic ripoff and hoax of this guy in the White House get perpetrated off on us? And on top of that, once again, I'll go back to what I've been talking about for the last 2 hours. Nobody in the Democratic Party on the national level, for the most part, except Feingold, Murtha, and a few others, and nobody in the media cries foul over any of this stuff. I mean, they don't stand up and go, wait a minute, you know what, excuse me, Mr. President, but you didn't answer the question. Or, well, you know, why did you take the question and narrow it down and then give a specific answer, which was not exactly the question that we asked?
Well, we know what happened with the media when it was deregulated, and now the media is only in the hands of a few. So we know what's going on with that. And your friend Ed Schultz has already got a great theory on what's going on with the Democratic Party. And I think he's right. I think that some of the spying stuff that's going on has been sneaking into the closets of some of the Democrats, and they've got stuff on them. And so they're not willing to speak up.
You know, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's what the problem is or if it's the problem that an earlier caller said, that they don't want to scare off the contributors, they don't want to scare off the money, and that when it comes down to it, it isn't what's right for this country. What it comes down to is it's what's right for them, and it's what's right for them on how to get reelected. That to me are the two things that I think speak volumes. Sandy, I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate your call. It's been a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm spending a lot of time with people here this morning. But, you know, I got to tell you, the calls are moving slow, but I got to tell you, I'm spending a lot of time with people. And, of course, you know, the program director could come in here and say, well, you know, listen, you're doing a morning show. This is not what they call, quote-unquote, long-form talk. Step up the calls. Let's move through them a little bit quicker. But, you know, each of you this morning have had some really, really, really good, thoughtful things to say. And I don't know how those of you who are not calling but are listening are thinking, but to me, this is talk radio at its best, man, when people have good, informed things to say. 744, 60 minutes away from 8 o'clock. One line open at 303-716-7600. Will we solve this nation's troubles? No. Will we fix the Democratic Party? No. But what the hell? We sure can try.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing some trouble around town. Now have an accident working on Highway 287 in South Boulder Road, so expect delays there. Also, a wreck eastbound on the turnpike at Broadway. It's just been pushed off to the right shoulder, but definitely causing some curiosity slowing as you make your way past. Still dealing with dense fog around the metro area and along the foothills. That's the biggest problem so far, so if you're off to the airport, might want to double-check on that flight, make sure it's on time. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104th right into downtown. Now we're slow in both directions through T-Rex. Eastbound I-270 speeds in the teens from I-76 over towards Vasquez, and southbound 225, a sea of brake lights from Parker Road right into the tech center. On to the forecast. Yep, it's foggy. That should burn off this afternoon. Highs in the 40s. We're at 29 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
You know, I say this all the time, and I mean it with my whole heart. The thing that makes America great is that we as a people are good. And when we stop being good, we stop being great. Now, I didn't make that up. That is a brilliant, age-old American analysis. And it's the truth.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of planning your corporate meeting by calling a conference specialist at the Four Points Denver Southeast. With over $7 million of renovation recently completed, 20,000 square feet of meeting space is available for day events or week-long conferences. Corporate rooms have complimentary high-speed access and bottled water. Their central location and affordability makes the Four Points Sheraton Denver Southeast perfect for your business conference. To view rooms and facilities, go to fourpoints.com/Denver Southeast or call 303-758-7000.
Call for details on costs, benefits, and limitations. An insurance agent may contact you. Limited benefits first 2 years.
It's a little something I've done every night since I was a kid. Empty my pocket change into this old jar. It's never much. Just what's left after I break a dollar. I never thought I could get quality life insurance with my spare change. Until I heard a commercial for Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company.
No one wants to think about the financial and emotional burden they may be placing on their loved ones by not having life insurance. Don't wait. If you're between 50 and 85, call now for valuable free information on guaranteed acceptance life insurance from Colonial Penn. You simply cannot be turned down. There's no medical exam to take, no health questions to answer. We've made it easy and affordable to get the peace of mind you and your family need. Call now for free information and get a free gift just for calling. Call 1-800-400-5016. That's 1-800-400-5016. 1-800-400-5016.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
7:47, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High 40, partly sunny, foggy out there. I got a solution to it all. I'm just going to go to Las Vegas and gamble away my life savings on the roulette wheel at the Bellagio. And then sell those little maps to those female escort services. Those guys that stand around on Las Vegas Boulevard with the leaflets for the female escorts. Well, I guess I got male escort services, too. That's what I'll do. Because, you know, I've got good verbal ability and good verbal skills. Okay, anyway, look, you know what? If I send you someplace and it doesn't work out, then I'm going to hear about it. You're going to let me know. And you know what? It's not a good practice. And I wouldn't send you someplace that really that I wouldn't go myself. And you know how I feel about Rockies. I mean, I talk about Rockies all the time. my voice runs recorded on this radio station all over the different day parts about Rocky's Autos. And that's because they are my friends. I'm proud to be associated with them. And right now, the time to save is now at Rocky's, because the matching down incentive is going on. Up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500, they'll put $1,500 down. And it's like having $3,000 down. Now, maybe you've got money to just throw out the window. Or maybe what you really want to do is you want to go to Las Vegas, put all your money down on the roulette wheel, you know, hit 26 black or red or whatever the hell it is, and then you'll come back and have enough money to go pay cash for an automobile. But I don't think that's going to happen. And if you're like me, you want to get the most bang for your buck. And Rocky's is the place to go. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Mary and I go to Rocky's. Our friends go to Rocky's. The matching down incentive is going on now. You can check out Rocky's on the internet at rockiesautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they're just simply the place to go to get that automobile. And good people working out there. I love the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. They're just great people. And all of the folks out there, Spanky, I mean, all the gang. You know, go out there and ask for them. Over 100 people, as I tell you every day, who are out there to make, you know, things good for you. Rocky's Autos, you can't miss them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. Big sign out there. And right now, the matching down incentive is going on. So if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, now's the time to do it. And Rocky's is absolutely the place.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug?
All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Led Zeppelin. I always love that little introduction, too. This is Jay Marvin. Like, okay, so what? Who cares if it's Jay Marvin, Aaron Hart, or nobody? Right? Maybe we'd be better off with Nina Totenberg. High today, 40, partly sunny, fog out there. So be careful if you're out there driving around. We're talking about what's wrong with the Democratic Party. Pat Walk, the Democratic Party on the national level. You know, I got to say on the state level, I really love the Dems on the state level. And I've loved all these dinners I'm doing, and I'm doing one in Weld County Saturday night. And just good people to hang out with. People in Larimer were great. Jeffco have been great. I mean, they've all been great. And we're talking on a national level. Pat Walk will be here at 8 o'clock to talk about the latest strategy on the robocalls. And then I want to get into your favorite blog. I want to ask about blogs this morning and which ones you read. And then my idea about this is the blog that gets the most votes, then what we turn around and do, we'll contact the person who does the blog and see if we can get them on the air and talk to them. John Turk's idea was to do this, so he has a good idea every once in a while. I notice how I stress every once in a while. Let's go to Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Harry. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. Well, we're talking about what's wrong with the Democratic Party, but what's wrong with both parties? I think fundamentally at the top there's probably not 3 cents worth of difference between them. But I think one of the answers to the situation is possibly what New Hampshire did recently. And the New Hampshire state legislature got together in open session and decided they were not going to participate in the national ID card system and fundamentally with the Patriot Act. And I gave Turk the information for the URL for the documentation on this act that they passed, and I don't know if you have the information in front of you as of yet.
No, but I don't know what the national ID card has to do with what we're talking about.
Well, fundamentally,
I mean, somehow I smell another tinfoil hat thing coming up here.
No, sir, not at all.
Well, okay. What does the national ID card in New Hampshire have to do with reforming and changing the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party's reluctance, with the exception of Mr. Feingold, Mr. Murtha, and maybe on occasion some others that we can think of, including Mr. Gore, if you want to, because he is a Democrat, speaking truth to power, which is the Bush administration. How does all this, please, be Houdini and connect all this up, because I'm interested to see how you're going to do this.
Okay. Well, what it fundamentally has is it shows some people who do have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and do what's right. Okay, I think it's a real simple connection, and that connection being standing up for what is right. It's not an issue of left versus right or whatever. It's an American issue. Okay, there's something fundamentally wrong that must be addressed, and these folks are addressing the situation.
What a one issue, a national ID card? But how does that tie in? How does that tie into the situation with the Democratic Party? That, for instance, the Democratic Party can't even come up with a slogan for the midterm elections or even the 08 elections. That they have come out with no concrete plan, and that many people say that they're in disarray. Of course, the Republicans also have their problems, and they're also in a certain degree of disarray. But how does this? I mean, I'm not getting where you're coming from here, and you know, I can't tune into the frequency, Kenneth.
Okay. Well, first of all, my name's Harry, not Kenneth. But here's the deal. Okay, the national leadership of the Democratic Party is basically compromised. Okay, so is the Republican
Party. How are they? Talk about how they're compromised.
Okay, they're compromised by money. Follow the dollars. Okay, corporate access through their money drives both parties at the national level. So, hence, they're not taking care of what the citizens of the country are interested in, whether it be health care, whether it be the war in Iraq, or whatever the issues the people have. Okay, the issues that both parties have at the top are maintaining their power and their influence and their money.
Now, I can't disagree with that. Okay. We've always known that the Republican Party, though, has been the party that has been in the hands of corporate interests. Look at the legislation that they enact. Look at the tax cuts. Look at the things that they do. The fundamental question here is, how do we reform and or change the Democratic Party and push that money out?
Well, you have to. Okay, grassroots. You've got people down here on the street with us. You've got people. You've got politicians in some state legislatures who are waking up and starting to stand up for what they believe is right. And you know, it's a situation, Jay, where all of us have got to stand together to take the country back, because if we don't, you know, we've got like 29 weeks till the next election cycle. Okay, and if we don't get together, left and right, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and do something, we are going to lose our country. The influence, the multinational corporations. I mean, it's cartel capitalism at its best.
Well, there's no question. You know, what you're saying is absolutely correct. There's no question about it. I think one of the things we've got to explore is that corporations should not have First Amendment. As I said earlier, corporations should not have First Amendment rights. They are not people. They are entities. So, that's number one. But, you know, if you look at who takes what, though, the overwhelming amount of corporate money, though, goes to the Republicans. There's no question about it. The idea is that we just have to somehow take what's left that's given to the Democrats, and we need to push that corporate money out of there. And I wish there was an answer to it, and it's a very, very complicated answer, apparently, and it's a very hard thing to do because I don't have an answer for it, and I don't think most people do. Harry, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good day. Coming up next, we'll talk to Pat Walk, and then also I want to get into this whole thing about blogs. A very, very important part of where we all get our information. So I want to find out what you think is the most important blog out there.
AM760.net. More than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. Music sounds better with you.
AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we noticed some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel egg sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffees. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel egg sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. Three Christian peace activists held for more than 4 months by Iraqi captors today freed by coalition forces in a commando operation in West Baghdad. U.S. Major General Rick Lynch.
Based on intelligence that we have recovered over the last 36 hours, an operation was planned and conducted, and those three hostages were rescued.
Doug Pritchard of the Christian Peacemaker Team.
We have endured uncertainty, hope, fear, grief, and now joy during the 4 months since they were abducted in Baghdad.
Pritchard made no specific praise for the coalition forces who freed the three members of his group, but he did offer some thanks.
We have been especially moved by the gracious outpouring of support from Muslim brothers and sisters in the Middle East, in Europe, and North America.
The three were kidnapped along with American Tom Fox. He was killed, his body found in Baghdad earlier this month. A small bus carrying cruise ship passengers on a side tour to a national park in Chile went off a highway and 300 feet down an embankment, killing 12 Americans. Reporter Jorge Garriton.
According to a survivor, the tourist bus tried to avoid a truck. This is a heavily trafficked road with many trucks going from Arica to Bolivia. As the driver of the tour bus tried to avoid a collision with the truck, it plunged over the cliff.
Two other Americans injured. All were passengers aboard the Celebrity cruise ship Millennium. When it comes to mad cow disease, more testing is good, right? Well, a Kansas meatpacker is finding out that is not the case. Dan Revive reports.
The company, Creekstone Farms Premium Beef, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture, under pressure from larger meat companies, refuses to give permission for Creekstone to test all its cattle. Creekstone says its customers, especially in Japan, want more assurance that American beef doesn't have mad cow. The Agriculture Department says this would simply add more costs without proving anything because mad cow, known as BSE, doesn't show up in younger cattle, the source of most beef. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
New worries about hackers possibly getting access to your personal information, only this time it's files kept by Uncle Sam that may be compromised. Correspondent Peter Mayer.
The government has medical and financial information on millions of Medicare and Medicaid recipients, but a soon-to-be-released study reportedly questions the security of those computerized files. The General Accounting Office study found faulty controls to prevent snooping by unauthorized people. USA Today reports the review centers on the Department of Health and Human Services. HHS officials are quoted as pointing to improvements in security efforts. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
General Motors making another move to improve the bottom line, announcing this morning it has sold a majority stake in its finance division, GMAC, to an investment group for nearly $9 billion, including $1.5 billion in cash. On Wall Street, the Dow is up a point. This is CBS News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? I'm Dr. James Bragman, host of Prescription for Health. The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. That's why I recommend 5-Hour Energy. It gives you hours of energy without the crash. 5-Hour Energy contains B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids. Zero sugar and just enough caffeine. So if your energy drink makes you crash, then switch to 5-Hour Energy. Hours of energy now, no crash later.
5-Hour Energy is in the diet section at Walgreens, the pain relief section of CVS and Rite Aid, plus many 7-Eleven and GNC stores.
AM
760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride this morning. Fog around the metro area and along the foothills definitely adding to your delays this morning. Now, around town, crews are working a crash at Highway 287 and South Boulder Road. Also have another one coming in at 95th and Isabel. And the turnpike slows eastbound with an earlier accident at Broadway. That has been pushed off to the shoulder, but I'd expect a little bit of curiosity slowing. Southbound 225, jam-packed from Parker Road on down. I-25 also running heavy. Southbound from 104th into downtown. Now we're bunching up in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex. Now, checking out the forecast, it's foggy. That should burn off this afternoon with highs in the 40s. We're at 29 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Now Chevrolet. Over 600 vehicles on 10 big acres. Just north of E-470 on Highway 85 in Brighton. Experience the Johnson Advantage.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:05, 5 minutes after 8. High today, 40, partly sunny out, foggy out there, so be careful. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and going to cram a whole bunch of stuff into this hour. Going to get a report card on Iraq from the Center for American Progress. The president was out stumping yesterday again. And we're going to talk to the Center for American Progress, and we'll get a report card on Iraq. Carolyn Wadhams is going to join us. She is a senior policy analyst for the National Security at the Center for American Progress, and we'll do that coming up at 8:30. Also, want to talk to you about your favorite blog, but right now we're going to talk to the head of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado. Here's our friend Pat Walk. And Pat, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
Or maybe I should say welcome back to the program.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know how many people called Attorney General John Southers yesterday. I have no idea. Or Bill Owens. But now I got an email from you last night that since you've struck out at the AG's office over these robocalls, now you've got another strategy. And fill us in about what that is.
Well, we've got lots of strategies. But the major one now is to get to our grassroots group and say we need to go to each of the district attorneys of the representatives involved and request that they look into and investigate trailhead activities. You know, we don't agree with what the Attorney General said, Jeannie Smith. We think that there is more merit that needs to be looked at here, and if the Attorney General's office won't do it, then we'll go to the district attorneys of these individual legislators.
All right, and you provide a list of legislators.
We did. We gave a background. We said we disagreed with John Southers' office's determination. We asked them specifically we gave the names of each of the DAs, their phone numbers, emails where they had them, and then as a postscript we added a more thorough background about the transcript, the chronology, questions about the trailhead group. I mean, these are the things that people should know about when they're dealing with this group, that this is really politically driven. And as I said to you in the last few days, it's one thing to be out there promoting candidates for your party. It's another thing to go out and be throwing mud at existing legislators who are doing a great job right now. They're getting legislation passed they're being touted by the member, their own members in the Republican Party on the other side of the aisle, and yet you've got this group out there that are maligning them with whispers and malicious intentions.
Yeah, now for those people who are just tuning in or don't know or haven't been around or whatever, we're talking about these robocalls that were launched against 10 legislators by the Trailhead Group. And we've been carrying on about this now since it started. And, of course, we've played examples of the robocalls. And this is political bullying and secrecy and smearing at its absolute worst. Now, do the individual attorney, do the individual district attorneys, do they have the power under Colorado law to do something about
this? Sure. They can decide to investigate these things on their own. And in the case, I think, it down in Colorado Springs, the DA down there is already moving forward on it. We chose to go to the Attorney General's office in the beginning because the statute 113-109 had been amended last year to say, to include language that if you recklessly show disregard in terms of the information that you put out, that you were liable for prosecution. So we went to the Attorney General's office. I went early on in February and said, would you be ready to prosecute any person who tries to influence the outcome of an election with false information according to this piece of legislation? And he came back and said yes. He would be willing to do so. Then the next part of the sequence was I was told by a reporter in Colorado Springs that the AG's office said, well, they'd never received a complaint. Well, that wasn't true because just 2 weeks later I had filed a complaint on behalf of Representative Debbie Benefield. Since then, there have been two other complaints that I filed and at least two complaints. Representative Mike Merrifield down in El Paso County and Representative Morgan Carroll in Arapahoe County that individual legislators had filed. And then it was, as of now 2 days ago, that the Deputy Attorney General for Criminal Justice dismissed the complaint, saying that the statements made by Trailhead did not rise to the level of reckless disregard. We don't agree with that.
Yeah, we can't even get them to come on. We're stalled again. They don't want to come on. They don't want to talk, you know, publicly at all about this. And people told me yesterday too that when they would call the Attorney General's office and ask if and you know just to inquire, well, have you got any other calls? The people who are answering the phones over there would say no.
Well, you know, interesting disinformation on top of everything else. I don't want to get into the politics of the fact that the Attorney General's office happens to be in the hands of the Republicans. I'm hoping that they stand above the fray, but I do disagree with their interpretation of this law. And believe me, we're not going to let this go. We're not going to let some organization sit out there and malign trusted legislators who really don't have time to deal with all this. They're out there doing the job that we elected them to do, and they're being constantly slapped at by these, what I think are really seedy and malicious automated phone calls that are going on in the districts, and I think that the Trailhead should be made to cease and desist.
Yeah, I think so, too. 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Pat Walk on the line with us from the State Democratic Party, head of it, chairwoman. Do you know, because I haven't asked anybody, and I didn't ask Morgan Carroll this question, I haven't asked anybody else this question, is this causing any tension legislatively?
I don't know for a fact that it's causing tension legislatively. Quite frankly, I've even heard from a couple of the legislators that their own party, the Republicans who are in the legislature, are really uncomfortable, a lot of them, with what is happening here. And I've also been told that when they asked Trailhead to cease and desist, they being the Republican legislators themselves, they said, we're not going to do it. So it's almost as like it's a rogue organization out there just doing what it wants to do. Mm. And in a sense, you know, 527s, it's the boon and the bane of a 527 is they're really accountable to no one. They can do whatever they want to. And if they're doing good things for you, that's great. But if they're making it difficult for you, and quite frankly, I think that they're making the Republicans look bad. But you know, that's their strategy, is to go after these legislators, and we're going to fight them tooth and nail every inch of the way. We'll fight them in the courts, we'll fight them in the press, we'll fight them in every way we can, because it is not good political practice, for one thing.
Is a civil suit possible?
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far. I mean, we certainly have the lawyers involved in some other actions that we're doing. We may look at what the possibilities of that are.
Now, if people want to know, because, you know, Morgan Carroll is one of the ones we've talked about pretty much extensively, and I believe Bernie Boucher is the other one. But if people want to know if their legislator was involved, or legislators, or their legislator was involved, and who, what district attorney to go to? Is there an online list somewhere?
There. I believe this same advisory that I sent out yesterday is posted on the website. And so if you go to www.coloradodems.org, this same blast advisory should be right there. The first thing you pull up when you pull the page up, it will have the list of legislators, will have the list of counties, the district attorneys, their phone numbers, and their emails. If for some reason it's not there, and as I say, I'm almost certain it's up right now, you can call the office at 303-623-4762. That's 303-623-4762, and we'd be happy to give you the information.
All right. You know, in your letter, you talk about keeping this alive. You talk about keeping it in front of the media. I mean, and we're doing the best we can. We want to keep it alive, and we think the Trailhead Group should be exposed for the sleaze that they are, and that this kind of stuff doesn't belong in politics, you know, not only in Colorado. It doesn't belong in politics really anywhere. And this is not what public debate should be about. And as a matter of fact, this isn't even public. It's kind of sneaking around in the shadows and getting it done.
You're absolutely right, Jay. And as I've talked to voters around the state, both Republican and Democrat, by the way, you know, they're looking for leadership. They're looking for a promise for the future. They're looking for good legislation that is going to make a difference in their families' lives. You know, they don't want to hear all this other stuff. It's very irritating. And I think that I would hope that we had moved to a level of great discourse about what we can do to improve the lives of the average person in this state and in this country, not to little side innuendos and whispers about people that try to tarnish their good record.
All right, Pat, it's always great to have you on. Really a pleasure. And are you going to be up in Weld County on Saturday?
I am. I'll see you there.
What? I'll be there. I'm supposed to be the keynote speaker. I think we should draft you and have you get up there and talk about this whole robocall thing.
No, I'll let you talk about it.
All right, Pat. It's good
Thanks,
to hear your Jay. Voice. Talk to you again. All right, see you later. We will be in Weld County together this Saturday night. Hey, let me clue you in on one other thing. And you can line up now at 303-713-7600 for your favorite blogs. I want to write all these down, the blogs that you go to. But let me give you something else. You want to sign an online petition, you know, demanding an investigation of the Trailhead Group and protesting these robocalls, go to petitiononline.com/SOAPBLX2, that's Soapbox 2, SOAPBLX2/petition.html. And I'm sorry I don't have an easier URL for you. Do I need to repeat that again? Yeah, okay, I'll repeat it again. PetitionOnline.com, Soapbox 2, that's SOAPBLX, so it's PetitionOnline.com/Soapbox, SOAPBLX2/petition.html. I signed it. You should sign it too. And it's a good place to go. All right. Three open lines on AM 760 at 303-713-7600. I want your blogs. Tell me where you go. I mean, I go to Media Matters and I go to Talking Points Memo by Joshua Micah Marshall. Those are the places I go, and thinkprogress.org. Tell me where you go to get your stuff off the internet. 303-713-7600, and then a report card about Iraq coming up at 8:30 as we counter the propaganda and the spin put out by George W. Bush himself as he acts like he's on the campaign trail. But I want you.
There is only one.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
World Wrestling Entertainment presents WrestleMania 22, Big Time. For the first time ever, the champ John Cena takes on the King of Kings Triple H for the WWE Championship. And it's a WrestleMania triple threat match when Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, and the champion Kurt Angle battle for the World Heavyweight Championship. WrestleMania 22, Sunday, April 2nd, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, live only on pay-per-view. For more information, go to WrestleMania.com.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Hey salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty and a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Bundy's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Bundy'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Spark plugs and plug wires. Replace your air filter and fuel filter. And add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Stop throwing money away. The pros at AutoZone have the parts and advice you need to help you save money on gas now. So get in the zone. AutoZone.
Who do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
I'd love a little house in the country.
I want someplace close to my office.
It's essential that I live within the delivery zone of my favorite pizza parlor.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. Partly sunny, high today, 40, fog out there. AM 760 Progressive Talk coming up at the bottom of the hour. Report card on Iraq. And as much as we can squeeze in during this hour, we'll talk about blogs and where you go. And I left out the HuffingtonPost.com, which is another blog that I love. Let's go to Jill in Denver. Jill, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
All right, what blog?
You know, I read several things that you read. You know, I always read Media Matters. I read Crooks and Liars, too, though. CrooksandLiars.com.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah, and I read everything on democraticunderground.com, especially their top 10 conservative idiots.
All right, where is this now? What was the other one about? What is it, Democratic Underground?
Yeah, democraticunderground.com.
Oh, I got to check that out. All right, let me write that down, democraticunderground.com.
Yeah, and I read everything on there, but my favorite top 10 conservative idiots. And they do it. It's a weekly list of, idiots and the idiotic things they do.
It sounds great.
Yeah, I really love it. I email it to everyone, too. I just email the link every week. And I have my own blog.
Oh, you do? I'll plug yeah. your blog.
Yeah, it's myspace.com/flufferfreezone.
All right, say it again slowly.
myspace.com/flufferfreezone. And that's F as in Frank, L-U-F-F as in Frank, freezone.com, flufferfreezone.
All right, Jill, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to check out the democraticunderground.com. That's one I hadn't read, but I'm going to start reading it today and checking it out. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Let me see if I can. There we go, Dave. Hi, you're on.
Hey, buddy. I appreciate everything that you do. I love your program.
Oh, thanks, man. You're very kind.
Hey, I wanted to let you know about a blog that I check out quite often. It's called The Main Bang. It's actually, you can link to it from NATCA.com. That's the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, NATCA.com.
Okay.
This blog's written by the president of the association. He's got a very insightful look into how the FAA is intimidating and abusing its own employees. And, you know, that's a direct link to the Bush administration. So it's quite interesting and actually very entertaining from time to time. So I would encourage you to check that one out. It's
all
the main,
all right,
main
yeah,
bang.
Give us mainbang.com.
Main Bang, correct. And you can link to it from the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. That's NATCA.com.
All right, great, man. Thank you. Appreciate the information.
All right, brother. Appreciate your show.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll have to check that out for sure. And I'm trying to think if there's any other ones that I look at. Did I say Talking Point Memos? Memo? I did say that, didn't I? Oh, and you know what? John Nichols. I look at John Nichols' online blog. At the Nation, his online beat. I look at that frequently, too. Two or three lines open now, 303-713-7600. And I always figure people who listen to this radio station are great blog readers. So I want to know what blog you spend time with and what blog that you end up going to. Let's go to Eric in Littleton. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I hate to sound presumptuous, but I doubt you have any listeners that go to as many blogs as I do.
Well, listen, if you've got a whole list of them, man, I'll take all of them and let's start discussing them.
Okay, well, I'm not going to overwhelm you or the audience, but I will name some off the top of my head that I go to on a regular, if not daily, basis. There are blogs from various publications, such as the American Prospect has a good one called TAP, and Washington Monthly has a good one that's run by Kevin Drum.
I just looked at that one yesterday.
Yeah. Then there are kind of the Netroots blogs, which are kind of the activist blogs, and the two big ones there, of course, are Daily Coast.
Right.
Which is number one, and Atrios, which is probably number two.
I've only seen that blog once, and I haven't seen it in a long, long, long time. What Atrios, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's his pseudonym. The actual blog, I think, is called, like, Eschaton or something. But if you just Google Atrios, it'll be the first thing that comes up.
Okay.
He's got a huge blog. He's he's an economist that runs that blog. And then some other blogs that I go to daily. Two blogs stick out, if you like, long-form intellectual analysis. One is by Guy Digby.
All right. Which one is that again? I'll say that again.
Digby. D-I-G-B-Y.
Okay.
And I would just say Google Digby. It'll be the first one that comes up. He's very, very good. And another one is from a guy, Glenn Greenwald, who's an attorney in New York City. He was just on C-SPAN a couple weeks ago, I saw. He's very good, too. And they're very good at analysis pieces of the Democratic Party, of liberal issues. I mean, not just snarky, make fun of kind of things. Those are two must reads. And then for just pure enjoyment, you got to go to firedoglake.com.
Okay, I've never heard of that one. What is that one about?
That's the single most rapidly read blog in the liberal blogosphere by far. It's two women that run it. The one woman is attorney. She was on C-SPAN just this past Saturday. Very snarky, very intelligent, very fun read. So that's FireDogLake.com.
All right, FireDogLake.com.
Yeah, go to that. Once you go once, you'll be hooked. You'll be going back. Crooks and Liars is must-read.
Yeah, I do see Crooks and Liars.
You have to go to Crooks and Liars to actually see the video of these people speaking. Another one I go to related to John Nichols is Altercation, which is Eric Alterman's blog.
I haven't. You know what? I love Eric Alterman, but I haven't looked at that at all.
Yeah, go to that. That's Altercation. Just Google that. It's from MSNBC. I don't know the exact URL. So those are like eight that I go to on a very regular basis. There's so many good ones out there, though. But if you hit, like, five main blogs every day or every other day or whatever your time permits, you'll be caught up on everything that's going on in general because they'll link to other blogs. And you'll be so far ahead of the mainstream media. You'll be reading things that the media won't either ever cover, or if they do cover, it'll be 3 weeks later. So that's why I read blogs, because you become more informed much more quickly and in much more depth. And so, you know, you just have to read blogs to know what's really going on out there, or at least know what's not being reported out there.
Sometimes I find it hard, though, to sit there and read off a computer screen for a prolonged period of time.
Well, that's an issue. And of course, people, you know, nobody has a lot of time usually to. But that's why I said if you just go to, like, five blogs, you'll be really more than caught up.
Like, I like it when the posts are short.
Yeah. And a lot of the posts are short. So if you want real short blogs, you're not going to want to go to Digby or Glenn Greenwald. But if you want to see, like, Digby had a very good post about why the Democrats weren't standing behind Russ Feingold. And he got his comments from a staffer in the DNC who gave, like, five reasons why people weren't standing behind Feingold. And Digby sort of took them apart. I mean, there were a couple there that were partially understandable, and then there were three that were clearly off the mark. But Digby has great analysis about why Republicans do this, get away with it, and why can't we be more like them in some ways as far as strategizing and coming together and things like that. But so those are, you know, eight or so that I would strongly recommend. Just pick out four or five of those. And among the ones you mentioned earlier, Media Matters, Josh Marshall, which are a little different than blogs, helping you post things like that. But definitely try Fire Dog Lake and Atrios and, you know, Digby.
Well, definitely. I'll definitely check them out. And by the way, in about 3 weeks, we're going to have the creator of Daily Kos on here.
Oh, I can't even say his name.
I can't think of his name either.
Melitos. Mark,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. And, of course, there's a little tension in the liberal blogosphere among sort of the Josh Marshall contingent and the Daily Kos contingent. But they all have different roles, and they all, you know, perform different functions. Some are activists more like Kos, and some are more intellectual, scholarly kind of people like Josh Marshall and Kevin Drum kind of thing. But, you know, we all have a role to play to, you know, get this democracy back on track.
I agree. Hey, thank you, Eric. Great call. Thanks for
Jay.
The information.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I learned a lot in that. I hope you did, too. All right. We're going to do a report card on Iraq. If you want to continue calling about blogs, we'll throw the phones open, too, about anything else you want to talk about. We'll do that early this morning. But we're going to get a report card about Iraq, as George W. Bush out yesterday once again, stomping around in front of another hand-picked audience trying to sell his war that he has chosen to get us into. And we'll do that report card coming up. It's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Busy ride around town. And crews are working to clear a wreck at 95th and Isabel. Have another one on Highway 287 and South Boulder Road. And the diagonal on Highway 93. They're seeing the usual jams. Turnpike budges up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and I-25. Running heavy in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Northbound has seen a slow go from Orchard. That's because of an earlier crash at Bellevue. Good news is that's just been cleared. Now in Littleton, eastbound C-470. We're slow from Broadway over to University and southbound 225. Jamming from Parker Road on down. Checking the forecast, foggy this morning.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
All those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has three times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
When I got the check in the mail, I couldn't believe it. Never in my life have I held on to so much money. I felt like I won the lottery or something.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement from something like a car accident, wrongful death, or personal injury?
Would you like to stop waiting for the payments and get one big check? Call J.G. Wentworth for a powerful free booklet that will reveal how to get your money now.
I just couldn't wait for the settlement payments to come trickling in. This check is huge. It's going to change my life and the life of my family.
If you're serious about getting your money now, call for this powerful free booklet. The booklet is free and the information, life-changing.
If you need the money now, you really should call for the free booklet.
Pick up the phone and change your life today. Call 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962. 1-800-700-2962.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 40, partly sunny skies. A little foggy out there, although the fog looks like it's burning off. All right, we're going to talk to Caroline Wadhams, who is a senior policy analyst for national security at the Center for American Progress. Prior to joining the Center, she served as legislative assistant for our hero, Senator Russell Feingold, on foreign policy issues. Wadhams also worked at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C., as the assistant director of the meetings program, and in New York as a research associate on the national security issues. And, Caroline, welcome to the program. It's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, you bet. All right, let's talk about the Center for American Progress's report card on Iraq. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if my memory serves me correct, this administration only got a D.
That is correct. A big D for the first quarter grade.
And explain why they were, I mean, some of this is obvious, but I want you to break it down, particularly in lieu of the president yesterday out trying to sell it again. Why a D?
Well, we looked at a number of different components as part of the Bush administration's overall strategy in Iraq. We looked at security and stability, governance and democracy, economic reconstruction, and the impact on U.S. national security generally, all of which got different grades. I can explain those later, but bringing those all together, we thought that the administration had failed to make progress, significant progress, in those important areas in Iraq.
All right, let's talk about some areas that are debated a lot in public. All right, here's the first one. You know this is debated a lot, and the administration keeps, of course, and has now turned to beating up the media over this. But there are good things happening in Iraq. Reconstruction. Where does reconstruction come in?
Well, we gave economic reconstruction a D-. And the truth is that the economic reconstruction plan has not gone well at all. The administration had stated that we were going to be able to, before we got in there, that the reconstruction was going to be paid for by oil revenues. And it's been a total disaster. They haven't fully implemented their main plan as part of reconstruction, which was the establishment of provincial reconstruction teams, which were supposed to basically be established around the country to implement reconstruction programs. And then you see other problems. Electricity production is still at real lows. You have about, some Iraqis are getting about 3 hours a day. Most Iraqis, the average Iraqi gets electricity about half the day.
Yeah, I thought the average Iraqi got like maybe 6 hours of electricity if they're lucky.
Yeah, that's about right. That's the average Iraqi, and you know it's worse than it was before the invasion. You've got oil production stuck at pre-war levels. You've got double-digit employment, and the economic reconstruction is a serious piece, a crucial piece in building democracy and security in Iraq. And if you can't get that right, it's unclear how you're going to get the rest of the mission right.
So if they can't get economic reconstruction, if they can't get the infrastructure repaired,
yes,
what is this we hear about good things happening all the time? I mean, yeah. Because last night as I was listening to comments in the president's speech there in West Virginia, and I was, you know, starting to and hearing other talking heads talking about it, conservative pundits going on about it, I'm starting to think to myself that this is kind of like Vietnam, where they keep saying this is happening, the media's not covering, this is happening, the media's not covering. And in reality, it's not really happening, is it?
Yeah, I mean, we do recognize that there has been some progress in certain areas that, that you know, we need to talk about. The political process, while it's stalemated right now, there has been some steps made. Our U.S. ambassador to Iraq, or Zalmay Khalilzad, he's played a constructive role in trying to broker a political agreement, but it's still stalemated, and they haven't been able to form a national government. The other positive thing that we do recognize in this report is that more Iraqi security forces are being trained. There are no actual independent units yet, but there are some security forces that are in the lead of key operations, and that's a good sign, but it's still overall a really upsetting picture. And while we might not be in a civil war right now in Iraq, the potential is very, very scary, very real.
Can these units stand on their own, though?
At this point, no. And but it, you know, one of the things that we argue is that the only way that they're really going to stand on their own is if we force them to, if they take on the responsibility. And one of the ways that's going to happen is if we start relying on them more and start withdrawing some of our troops, not immediately all of them, but beginning to draw down some of them, forcing Iraqis to take responsibility for a lot of their own security.
But how?
It's tough.
Yeah, it is, because it's not being done, and the story we keep getting here is apparently different than what's going on there. 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9, Caroline Wadhams, Senior Policy Analyst for National Security at the Center for American Progress with us. We're talking about the center's report card on Iraq. Okay, so we got reconstruction, which is not what it should be. We have troop training and their ability to handle, the Iraqis' ability to handle things, not what they should be. We have a political stalemate going on there, and that they can't form any kind of unity government. Yes. So, you know, we've got that going on. To me, I mean, what else is left that could possibly not be right there?
Well, the worst part about it is what we feel to be the impact on U.S. national security, which we gave them a big fat F on. Not only have so many lives been lost, we have about, you know, over 2,300 U.S. soldiers lost, and then over 17,000 men and women wounded. But we believe that our U.S. ground forces have been stretched thin, and and that hurts their ability to respond to other contingencies that arise around the world, and also to deal with domestic disasters, whether it's a terrorist attack or something like Katrina. I mean, the fact you saw in Katrina, we had most of the National Guard and Reserve that would have been able to respond to that disaster were deployed in Iraq, and so that undermined some of the response efforts. So we're seriously concerned about just the overstretching of U.S. ground troops and whether they're going to be able to sustain this kind of combat, these kind of deployments in the long term.
You know, you talk about U.S. forces being overstretched, and then, of course, you talk about it, you know, the fact that they're bogged down in Iraq. For instance, that gives us no military, not that I'm saying we should have one, but it gives us no military option, say, for instance, with Iran. I mean, we're basically stuck. We can't do anything with them.
Right. I mean, what happens if, you know, something happens on the Taiwan Strait, or what do you do
right
in a situation if something, you know, North Korea attacks South Korea? I mean, we don't have a reserve force that can respond now because we are so overstretched. And there's real concern that basically in order to maintain the troop levels that we have in Iraq, that we've had to lower some of our standards for recruiting, which is not going to be good for the force in the long term. The other problem in terms of the national security, the impact on U.S. national security, is that Iraq has become a rallying cry, a recruitment tool for terrorists. And that's a scary prospect, so that we're adding fuel to the fire by our presence there.
Yeah, I read a report that there is speculation that soon Al-Qaeda, because they're training hardened veterans there, will now try to spread things, for instance, say to the Palestinian territories and other places in the Middle East. And it's a very, very dangerous situation that we've created there. Caroline, thank you so much. If people want to see the entire report card, do they just go to the AmericanProgress.org?
That's right. www.AmericanProgress.org.
All right, Caroline, thank you so much this morning. Appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. There's Caroline Wadhams, policy analyst for the National Security at the Center for American Progress. Go to AmericanProgress.org and check out that complete report card. You know what? Print it up. Go get copies of it. Give it to your friends. Considering that, you know, George W. Bush is out yesterday and is out trying to get on television every single day, and so is the administration trying to sell this thing. Donald Rumsfeld's got a Pentagon briefing coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern time. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to House Majority Leader Alice Madden. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to somebody from the New Mexico Democratic Party that is calling for President Bush's removal from office. We'll talk to Party Chairman John Wortham, who says that delegates to Sunday's state party convention supported a call for President Bush's impeachment, largely because of abuses, perceived abuses of power. We'll talk to him about that. Alice Madden, the New Mexico Democratic Party, calling for Bush to be impeached. And, of course, your phone calls, open phones, coming up, too, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
760 Progressive Traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride around town. We have a couple accidents working, one at 95th and Isabel, the other one on Highway 287 and South Boulder Road. Should be in the clearing stages now. The diagonal on Highway 93, dealing with the usual delays. The turnpike bunches up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Westbound, slow from McCaslin over to Table Mesa. And I-25, running heavy in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Now in Littleton, eastbound C-470, slow from Broadway over to University. And southbound 225, we're jamming from Parker Road all the way down. Checking out the forecast, foggy this morning, but that's going to burn off by this afternoon with highs in the 40s. We're at 29 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that tows your car can insure your car. AAA Insurance for auto, home.
Have you ever wondered why the rich get richer while others always struggle? Did you know that the average person with a home-based business earns more than a person stuck in a cubicle? Experts know to make a lot of money, you need to be in front of an expanding industry. What if someone could show you how to be in front of three expanding industries? If you see yourself earning $2,000 to $5,000 per week or more, visit teamworkandfreedom.com or click on the image in your media player.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit Summer.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to
to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it, and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Pocket change into this old jar. It's never much. Just what's left after I break a dollar. I never thought I could get quality life insurance with my spare change. Until I heard a commercial for Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company.
No one wants to think about the financial and emotional burden they may be placing on their loved ones by not having life insurance. Don't wait. If you're between 50 and 85, call now for valuable free information on guaranteed acceptance life insurance from Colonial Penn. You simply cannot be turned down. There's no medical exam to take, no health questions. Questions to answer. We've made it easy and affordable to get the peace of mind you and your family need. Call now for free information and get a free gift just for calling. Call 1-800-400-5016. That's 1-800-400-5016. 1-800-400-5016.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-8313. That's 1-800-900-8313. 1-800-900-8313.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, good to have you along. 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock, high today 40. Fog looks like it's burning off. It was a little weird this morning, depending on where you were. I know out south it was very, very thick. And we'll get into open phones after 9 o'clock. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to the party chairman of the New Mexico Democratic Party about they want to impeach Bush. Right now, though, we're going to talk to House Majority Leader Alice Madden, who said in the Rocky today she's disappointed but not surprised that the Attorney General won't investigate what she sees as a criminal and slanderous calls against her fellow Democratic legislators and lawmakers. And this is what we're calling, these are the robocalls. Majority Leader, thank you for joining us, and welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
You say you're disappointed, and I think we're all disappointed, but you say you're not surprised that the Attorney General won't investigate. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, you know, John Southers was appointed by Bill Owen. Bill Owen,
we lose the call. Sounds like we're losing the call. You want to try? There you go. You're back on.
Can you
go
hear
ahead.
Me? Okay, sorry. So Owens appointed Southers. Owens is the founder of Trailhead, and the big money behind Trailhead is Pete Kors and Bruce Benson, obviously the big hitters for the Republican Party. So is John Southers, who's in campaign season to run again for Attorney General, going to tick off the biggest donors? So, yeah, I think it's this is a very cynical view of mine, but, yeah, what a surprise that they found a way not to investigate Trailhead.
Dan Hopkins fires back in the paper, according to the Rocky. He says, Alice Madden knows better than that. There is no connection. What do you say to that?
No connection to what? I mean, these are lies. We changed the law, and I ran this bill with Mark Hillman, who called Trailhead a rogue group or something like that. I forget his exact quote, but he said, you know, no thank you, Trailhead. I don't want you paying for my ads, because there was a radio ads talking about Mark Hillman and Democrats and blasting Democrats over para. And Hillman asked them, you know, said, no thanks for your help, and basically criticized Trailhead as well. So it's not just me. I mean, everything they've done seems to be a little out of whack. There's another robocall they did up in Fort Collins supporting a Republican running for state representative. They're not supposed to do what we call express advocacy, saying vote for, et cetera. And we think that robocall broke the law and is express advocacy, which means every donation they got, over $500, needs to be returned, because they turned themselves into a political committee. So that $100,000 from Pete Kors, they'll need to give most of it back. So they're being sued civilly. I'm hoping some DAs have a little more backbone and actually go after them for these calls. I mean, to say that this was an opinion is baloney. That we changed the law. Maybe they haven't read the new law. It's only been on the books for a year. Maybe I'll give them some credit and leeway and say they didn't actually read the law. So recklessly, that means basically you didn't do a darn thing. Trailhead never called, let's say, Gwen Green and asked her if she knew anything or what had happened. They never did any investigation.
They just got on and ran with it.
They just, you know, taped a phone call and did it. If that's not reckless, and this is not opinion, these are misstatements. And we're talking about hundreds of, I mean, these over 100,000 calls went out. This is not a small matter. Into people's homes, into voters' homes, they targeted voters and trashed Democrats. For what reason? So they can take back the House. I mean, this is very, very serious. And if the Attorney General is going to come up with, I'm sorry, an excuse saying, oh, well, this is just an opinion, when it's an out-and-out, you know, misstatement, then God help us all, because this is the beginning of a long campaign season, and voters can expect to be lied to. Lies will come into your house on phone calls, because, of course, when we passed the no-call list, we excused political committees. So that's why these people can call your home unsolicited.
Well, you know,
yeah, so,
I would have liked to have had input on that. I don't want a political committee calling my house, but John Southers, who is connected to Bill Owens, is appointed by Bill Owens, and Bill Owens, who is connected to the Trailhead group because he helped found it, no matter what Dan Hopkins or anybody else says, should John Southers have excused himself from this?
You know, I'm not sure if, you know, the Attorney General is a big office, and another woman's name was on the letter.
Jeannie Smith.
Yeah, who I don't know, but they report to John Southers. So I don't know how closely he reviewed it. He said he was going to review it, so that's all I know. I'm not surprised he didn't sign the letter. That's not that atypical. But this just, it doesn't pass the smell test. And this is about integrity in our elections and what kind of messages we're going to allow to go out. And the General Assembly, and they talked about this wasn't what the legislature meant. I wrote the legislation. I know exactly what the legislative intent was. It was to stop stuff like this. So they can't say that they know what the legislative intent is. Mark Hillman, the other co-sponsor of the original bill, is saying, Trailhead, cut it out. I don't need your help.
Yeah, but his ad is still running.
Yeah. What a surprise.
I mean, it's still running. All right, let me ask you this. Is this causing tension legislatively between the two parties?
You know, not necessarily, because you know, we have jobs to do, and, you know, I just put my head down and do my job every day. I run the floor. I'm not going to get tangled up in this. I think that's part of the reason. I was sad to actually hear, when I had some health problems, that there was a little joke that, you know, maybe next time she won't get up when she falls down when I fainted on the floor. You know, I don't think the voters would appreciate that kind of sentiment. I'm never going to be part of that.
Was that joking coming from the GOP side?
That's what someone had told me, a lobbyist had told me. So, yeah, that's a little disheartening. But, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, that's pretty infantile. And that's a rare group of people. So most of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are really fine people. They really are. There's, you know, always exceptions to that rule everywhere you go, in every business and every scope of our lives. You know, you're going to meet people who aren't that great. But, you know, I'm not going to focus on that. And We have very important work to do, and we have a short time to do it. So I hope that all of my colleagues can just focus on what we're supposed to do.
All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, but I just hope the voters can look past this, and a lot of this is backfiring. The support my colleagues have gotten is that they're really annoyed that they're getting these phone calls. when they ask about it and my colleagues explain, they say, well, oh, you're kidding me. Oh, my gosh. Well, why did they even say that in the phone call?
Yeah. So, you know what? I don't think anybody likes this kind of politics. House Majority Leader Alice Madden, thank you so much for being on the program. Appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. Thank you a bunch.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there you go. More on the robocalls. And there's a petition you can sign online, and I'll give it to you.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
The Majority Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A glimmer of good news amid the latest bloodshed across Iraq. Three peace activists kidnapped nearly 4 months ago are free this morning thanks to a daring U.S.-led raid. Bruce Kent's friend Norman Kember is among the group.
I think this is just amazing. Absolutely. Mrs. Kember. It's going to be over the moon.
Major General Rick Lynch says the raid paid off after forces captured two insurgents.
One knew where the hostages were and provided that information.
And when the raiding party arrived,
there were no kidnappers there at the time. The three hostages were by themselves.
The body of a fourth member of the Christian Peacemakers, American Tom Fox, was found 2 weeks ago. There were signs that he'd been tortured. This is another day of violence in Iraq. More bodies of sectarian reprisal victims have been found, and various attacks around the country have left at least 56 people dead. And from Kirkuk, the story of a sheep in wolf's clothing, a doctor who turned out to be an insurgent agent. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Kurdish officials in northern Iraq claim the medic killed 43 policemen, soldiers, and officials who'd been wounded in attacks by insurgents. He secretly administered lethal injections when they came into the emergency room. It seems the doctor was only caught when the head of his cell was arrested.
There's been a deadly cruise ship incident, this time in the Caribbean. Officials of Carnival Cruise Lines say one person's been killed, 11 injured in a fire aboard the Star Princess as it was sailing from Grand Cayman to Montego Bay, Jamaica. The fire apparently started in one cabin and spread to others. In Chile, 12 Americans are dead in the crash of a bus bringing them back from an excursion to their celebrity cruise ship. The bus plunged 300 feet down a mountainside when the driver apparently swerved to avoid another vehicle. Celebrity Cruise President Dan Hanrahan.
Guests who were involved in this accident are part of a larger 64-person B'nai B'rith group. Celebrity Cruises is consulting with a rabbi to advise us on how to best support the families.
Four others who were aboard the bus are hospitalized. A Pennsylvania woman is free after what she says were 10 years in captivity, just 2 miles from her home.
Tanya Cash says 48-year-old security guard Thomas Hose lured the then 14-year-old girl into a relationship with no idea what it would cost.
It took away 10 years of my life. Gone.
County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt says the young girl moved in with Hose, but he forbid her from telling anyone where she was, and then...
As a matter of fact, he told her what to eat, when to eat, make up to wear, and things of this nature.
And just a few months ago, she was allowed to venture from the house where she had been prisoner for years. She finally confided in a deli owner who called authorities. Cash, now 24, is back with her family. Kelly Pigeon for CBS News, Pittsburgh.
Analysts weren't expecting it. Sales of existing homes jumped last month by 5.2%. Although demand was less than stellar in some parts of the country, it was offset by sales elsewhere, buoyed by unseasonably warm weather. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 48 points, the Nasdaq off 12, the S&P 500 down 5. This is CBS News.
Sending money is easy at Western Union because you can use cash or your debit card at participating agent locations. So the next time your daughter calls with a crazy story like,
Daddy, a bookworm got loose in my book bag and ate up all my money.
Remember, you don't always need cash to send cash at participating Western Union agent locations. All you need is your debit card and PIN number. For every story, Western Union, the fastest way to send money worldwide. Restrictions apply. Visit a participating agent location for details.
Honey, I'm healthy. I don't need to sign up for a Medicare drug plan.
But Mom, Uncle Luis is just 71 and he takes so many pills. I mean, you never know.
I never thought of it that way.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
Let me help you sign up. It's peace of mind.
I didn't do so bad with you, did I?
Mama.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, that blanket of fog hovering over the metro area and along the foothills is starting to burn off, and the sun's starting to shine. Around town, things are thinning out. Also on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Checking the turnpike, westbounders still a little slow from McCaslin over to Table Mesa. Eastbounders bunching up between Federal and Pecos. And south on I-25, still a little heavy as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, I-70 back up to speeds in both directions between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. South on 225, we're still looking at brake lights as you head into the tech center. Looking at the forecast, that's fog.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Tuning the New Mexico Democratic Party voted at its convention, about 1,400 delegates voted about 80-20 in support of moving forward with the impeachment of George Bush.
Now, how did all this get started?
Well, I really think it's a grassroots move. I certainly can't take credit for it. I did preside over the meeting and took the vote where it happened. But it was actually a floor resolution, an amendment to our proposed platform. And so it was grassroots politics at its very best. And from talking with the delegates, why the vote was so strong, because it really was about an 80-20. We had everybody hold up their credential cards. It was a pretty exciting moment. I think that people, you know, when you stack up things like the warrantless searches, when you stack up the whole Scooter Libby scandal, you know, I think a widespread feeling among New Mexico Democrats is that this administration is just wrought with abusive power, violations of the law, outright corruption, and that all of that warrants impeachment.
I think a lot of us, you know, a lot of us feel that way about this president, that things are out of control, that the guy has lied, that he has broken the law, that he could arguably will go down as one of the worst presidents in the history of this country. Yet we had a two-hour discussion this morning on the program why the national leadership seems to be not on the, is out of touch the right word, not on the same page, say, for instance, as you guys are, or as many of us are here. I mean, that senators will not sign on to the Feingold resolution, that they will not talk, the I word, the impeachment word. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that what's going on is there is a legitimate concern on the part of our national leadership that I think all of them privately feel the President Bush should be impeached. And I say that because as a lawyer myself, take a look at our U.S. Senator, Democrat, Jeff Bingaman, who has not been supportive of the Feingold resolution. I think that in his heart of hearts, he looks at these violations on the warrantless searches. That's just an outright violation of a clear legal standard. It's a violation of our constitutional standards. I think we understand that that's an impeachable offense. I think Senator Bingaman understands that. The problem is that our leadership are kind of between a rock and a hard place, because the Republican response here in New Mexico to this particular platform plank has been swift and aggressive to try and paint Democrats as being unpatriotic. So at the bottom line, I think that that's all progressives should keep that in mind, that it is difficult for Democrats to stand up at a time of war because they automatically get labeled as kind of lily-livered traitors.
But, can't we reject that? Can't we take them on one-on-one? Because to me, it smacks of McCarthyism. It's the same thing as in 1955 as saying, well, you're a communist, and then everybody cowers in the corner. I mean, can't we stand up and say to them, you know what, we reject that. We reject that. Our patriotism we're every bit as patriotic as you are.
I agree with you, Jay, and I think that the reason, this went out on the national AP wire, and I've gotten a huge amount of feedback from across the country on it. I do agree with you. I'm not saying that we should enable that kind of fearful behavior. We have to, the progressives in this country have to stand up and say exactly like what you're talking about, that we are patriotic, that defending our Constitution. I mean, the prohibition against unreasonable search and seizure is one of the reasons that we fought the American Revolution.
So exactly.
To suggest that we're not patriots when we say, hey, if a president violates that precept, we should impeach him. I totally agree with you, but I do think that that is why people do get a little scared about it. And I do think it's somewhat of a McCarthy era. We've lost elections over this, and so it takes the grassroots really saying, hey, our leadership, we are going to back you 100%. That's why I think movements like grassroots movements supporting impeachment are important. And also stay on message. We have to remember that although this war has been a disaster, that really the impeachable offenses are things where clear violations of the law, where we can make a case that this president is not fit to remain in office. And that's what's really happened. It's all tied up with the war and the lies that he put into the State of the Union address. But I do believe that we can begin the talk of impeachment, and that will actually help, get our leadership in line to move in that direction also.
9-11, 11 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Wertheim, chairman of the New Mexico State Democratic Party, which has gone on record as calling for the impeachment of George W. Bush. How does your governor, Bill Richardson, who has been mentioned on and off as a possible presidential contender, how has he reacted to this?
Well, he's not actually been asked to go on the record directly. I think the way he reacted, he's told me personally that he really thought the convention was a great grassroots example. And he has been a big critic of the Bush administration's foreign policy. So whether he's going to be calling for the impeachment or censure, I think it's very clear that his views are that the foreign policy of the Bush administration is pretty much of a disaster zone, and that a lot of that is tied to this corruption and violation of precepts of international law. As a former UN ambassador, he has been very dismayed at the flaunting of international law and standards, and I think that the Bush administration has had to turn to him to deal with the North Koreans and other kind of crisis spots. So he he's very broadly supportive of the idea that we have to return the United States to the international community, to international legal standards. For example, he's making a statement soon about this Mexican strike and labor scandal,
right,
dealing with the Los Mineros Union. And so, you know, we can see that the Bush administration is kind of fraught with flaunting international standards, which is something that Governor Richardson has been very big on critiquing.
But, you know, there's a lot of us, we're sitting out here, we're waiting for somebody to quote-unquote lead us to the promised land. Russell Feingold, of course, a lot of us are waiting on him, hoping that he might declare, that he might be the Eugene McCarthy that we need. The criticism of him is, well, he's not broad appeal enough, he's too progressive, he's too left-wing. But, you know, there's a Newsweek poll out that says that, you know, when it comes to the whole thing about Feingold's censure movement, 4 in 10, or about 42% of the adults in the general public, say that they would support a congressional censure of the president, while half, 50%, say they would not. So it's pretty tight, it's pretty close. If somebody got out in public, you know, and started to make a big case over this and start to talk it up, I mean, the support is not that weak.
Well, I agree. I have enormous respect for Senator Feingold. So I think that if I have any, you know, we have to have leadership that both leads the base of our party, which is a progressive but broad-based movement, right? As you're saying, it's not like we're off on the wacky left.
We're not.
There's a mainstream body of people who support our ideas, and there's another big hunk that could easily be persuaded. But what we need is to have an effective censure, a lot of it, you know, I think that if we can focus, for example, on these midterm congressional elections, we have a very hot congressional seat in the Albuquerque area where we could flip it from Republican to Democratic, and we've got a very aggressive woman, our Attorney General, Patricia Madrid, running for that seat. By way of example, if we can flip the House, we are going to be in a much better position to censure the president or to even impeach him, and to bring to bear real critique of the administration. Right now, we are out of power, and that is a major hurdle. It's a hurdle for Senator Feingold on this censure motion. It's a major hurdle for anybody in the House, obviously, who can't even get anything debated, like our Congressman Tom Udall and your Congressman Mark Udall. I mean, you can't even, you know, really get anything on the floor of the House right now. So it's critical that we win these midterm elections, so that we can bring to bear serious pressure on the Bush administration on these abuses of power and corruption. And then I think that, you know, somebody like Senator Feingold, somebody like Governor Bill Richardson will come to the fore and be somebody that we can come together and support for the presidency.
Yeah, it just seems when you sit there every day and watch this horror show unfolding, which was the presidency of George W. Bush, that the checks and balances in this country at this particular time appear to be broken, that we've got a media that isn't critical, doesn't question for the most part. I mean, I think if you saw that presidential news conference,
sure,
he just flat out lied there and twisted things around. And they don't turn back around and go after him. They just take what he says and then transcribe it. And we are out of power. So you're right about that. But I know you can understand, because you're at the grassroots level too. I mean, yeah, I know you can understand people's frustration that you get two legislators that sign on to the Feingold thing, where 44 of them signed on to censure Bill Clinton over Monica Lewinsky. And I'm sorry, but Monica Lewinsky pales in comparison to warrantless wiretaps.
Well, I can't, you know, I don't disagree with you on that, Jay, at all. I think that we're at a period in our history where the grassroots can help strengthen our leadership. I mean, I'm deeply concerned that we don't have, you know, I don't think in the Congress that we're going to find the leadership. I mean, quite frankly, Senator Feingold is great, but I think we're much more likely to find out in the states. I mean, take a look at Colorado. There's been a progressive renaissance in Colorado that 10 years ago was pretty unthinkable. I recognize that some of the Democratic Party's success in Colorado has been on the conservative wing of the party. But at the same time, I think that the progressive movement in Colorado is a fine example of where there's been a renaissance in the party. The same kind of renaissance has happened in Arizona. There's similar renaissance happening in Nevada. In other words, the mountain states are really where the Democratic Party is at right now. And I think it's because there's a strong independent progressive tradition in the Democratic Party in the West. It's very tied to the environmental movement and conservation. And that's really where the Democratic Party is going. So we really shouldn't be looking at Washington to find our leaders of this new generation of progressive. I think we need to look really in our own backyard, especially in the Western states, where the Western Democrats are really the direction of where the party is moving. And so, you know, part of it is just, you know, nobody should expect Washington, whether it's Democratic Washington or Republican Washington, to provide the answers for this country. We've got to find it in our own backyards.
All right. John Wertheim, chairman of the New Mexico State Democratic Party. God bless the state of New Mexico. I once lived in Albuquerque and worked at the old KRZY. It's truly the land of enchantment. And we should support New Mexico, so we should all go vacation to Mexico this summer. Thank you so much for being on the program. Look forward to having you back on again.
That sounds great. Anytime, Jay. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. There's John Wertheim. He's the chairman of the New Mexico State Democratic Party. Hey, they're on record as saying they want George W. Bush impeached. I'll buy that. I'll buy censorship. I'll buy impeachment. I'm for both. I'm for either one. I'll take either one out of the selection of two. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9. Let's go to open phones. At 303-713-7600. Tomorrow, 4 hours of it, but we've also got Mark Cooper from Nation Magazine. Fabulous article on immigration, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hot topic, and we'll get a progressive perspective on it. But right now, I got two lines open. You want to talk? Let's talk. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about that we've covered this morning?
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing.
That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Spool compresses all the benefits of a full-size lap pool into a fraction of the space at a fraction of the cost. It's so compact, it can be easily assembled in any room, existing or new. Swim in place against a smooth-flowing current for as long as you want, without ever reaching the edge of the pool. It's perfect for swimming, water aerobics, training, therapy, or just plain fun. Seeing is believing, so call today for your free DVD on the endless pool at 1-800-700-9879. That's 1-800-700-9879. 1-800-700-9879.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Boy, I was fired up after talking to John Wertheim. Wertheim. Chairman of the New Mexico State Democratic Party. We should have him on as a regular contributor. I love him. You know, I like, you know what? 9:23 minutes after 9, partly sunny, high today of 40, fog's burned up. You know, when it's all said and done, as critical as I am sometimes of Democrats, maybe I'm not critical enough because I get emails from people who say, boy, you know, you're a Kool-Aid drinker, which seems to be a popular term, reflecting back to the Jim Jones massacre, when it's all said and done, these Democratic dinners that I've been going to, and I got one in Weld County on Saturday night, you know, I always gripe about going to them because you got to get dressed up. And, you know, it's got to go up there and everything. But you know what? I'd rather hang out with Democrats than anybody else on the planet. Because they're all, I mean, the people who sat at our table, for instance, at Larimer, were really, really good people, nice people. And you always run into good people at these events. And Democrats really are good people. And I have hung out with Republicans. Yeah, I've run with them, too. Particularly like the last radio station that I was at. And they can be good. A lot of them can be good people, too. But it's nothing like hanging out with Democrats and getting fired up. And, you know, we really got to make something happen in this country. We really have to. We have to. We got to make something happen in November. And I know that a lot of you may get tired of me banging the gong about this all the time, but I really, in my heart of hearts, I believe this stuff. Let's go to B in Denver. B, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm fine. I want to thank you for the yeoman's work you've been doing on the robocall. I presented a resolution that was posted at this.
Ooh, you know what? Your phone's breaking up. Like, can I put you on hold and like either get your number and have Mr. Turk call you back or try to see if we can fix this connection. And you know what? I got an email from her husband, B's husband, who's English. And I wanted to send an email back, and I wanted to tell him. You know, I wanted to say, man, you know what? It doesn't make any difference if you're English. You're as much an American as the rest of us. All right, do we get it? Because she's really worth talking to. Do we get this? Not that the rest of you aren't, but do we get this figured out? Can you get that figured out, John? No, we can't fix it. You got to get another phone, B. We love you, but you got to get another phone. All right, let's go to Reggie in City Park. Reggie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, Reggie, how are you?
Good. Jay, I wanted to suggest an author to you. I know you're familiar with the book just out about a week ago, Cobra 2.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got it.
If he's going to be in Denver at the Tattered Cover downtown at 7:30 this Friday, and he exposes Bush. Bush has been undressed. Jay, I feel like I'm watching the destruction of the presidency as we watched during Richard Nixon's decline. This guy's unraveling in front of our eyes.
I think your example here is very, very apt. I mean, he's in the same. Maybe I'm wrong about this, and maybe you're wrong, but I don't think we are. I see him being in the same position that Johnson was in 1968.
Well, yeah, it's just about right, Dave. The thing that's so funny about it, if it were funny, if it were possible, is that this guy, and I hate to use this term all the time, this guy is incompetent. He's over his head. He's just like, he's just over his head. It'd be like putting me in there, quite honestly. I have no training for it.
Yeah, but you know what the difference would be, though? The difference would be, Reggie, that I don't think, and I could be wrong because I don't know you personally, but I don't think you would stand up there and do what he did at that news conference. I don't think you would stand up there and do what he did yesterday, which is his classic example of taking the question, narrowing it down, then not answering it,
going off in some other direction, and that was. And I'm talking about the question about Iraq from Helen Thomas, and then turning around on the NSA question and the Russell Feingold censor motion of sitting there and out lying about the Democrats' position on the NSA, and not one person in the press stands up or raises a hand and goes, "Wait a minute, you know what? That's not what was said." Well, see what I'm saying? I don't think you would do. Do you think you would do something like that? Would you on purpose misrepresent the truth?
No, I would hope not. But you know, the thing about it is this guy is probably, I think, and I don't mean to be a psych. I think he's a pathologic liar. I also want to say, Jay, that the impeachment resolution that has been introduced in the House by John Conyers of Michigan, but I don't think it's going to gain any traction, nor do I really think it should, because I don't think the American public would accept it, Jay. It would be seen as tit for tat for Bill Clinton.
Well, it might be seen, and that's what the Republicans would make it out to be, but I think that you're talking about 635 that he's got sitting there. I think that if we got control of the House, I think something would definitely get cooking, and I think that if all this stuff were aired, I think the American public would begin to understand exactly why this guy needs to be thrown out of office.
Well, Jay, and I know you've read the book, but I heard the guy in the interview this morning, and the things he were saying were just eye-popping. I mean, Bush said that only the generals were going to decide. Well, in fact, Rumsfeld, Cheney, and Bush decided. He said that they were never denied anything they asked for, which was simply not true. He denied him at least two divisions. He said there was no planning whatsoever for anything about the after effects of the invasion.
No, there was no planning.
Just,
you're right.
If you look at this guy, on every phase of his program, he's been a failure.
And, listen, I don't disagree, and the people around him are failures, and Rumsfeld should be fired, and that pinhead Wolfowitz, Reggie, man, it's frustrating, but I'm with you, but you know what? As John Wertheim said, we had him on here a few minutes ago, let's try to get control of the House, let's try to make some gains in the Senate, and then let's see what we can do, because you know what? Our backs are against the wall, and Reggie, I don't know of any other answer.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Now,
quickly, because I'm running out of time.
Was this gentleman who was just on, was he at one time head of Common Cause?
You know, that I don't know. I don't think so. No, it's not the same guy.
Okay.
Not the same guy. Reggie, I love you too. Thank you for calling, man. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, our backs are against the wall. We don't have any choice. So we got to act. We don't have any choice. We have to act. See, you know, as much as I was spending 2 hours this morning being critical of the Democratic Party, I don't know of any other way out. You know what? If you know of a way out, and I get these emails from people, okay, who complain about the process and go on and on and on. But you know something? Tell me, if you have a way out of this situation, please tell me what it is. Because I don't see any other way except to get rid of the Marilyn Musgraves, to get rid of the Tom Tancredos, to stop the Bob Beaupres, to stop these people dead in their tracks, whether it's on the state level or the national level. I don't see any other way but to dig in and try to stop these people. I don't have any...
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Green Foothills Parkway, they're looking a lot better. So is Highway 287 and the Turnpike. Now checking the forecast, that fog is lifting, the sun is out, and we'll see highs in the 40s today. We're at 33 degrees already. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance, enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Learn more or sign up today to be an organ and tissue...
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers.
These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperforge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperforge.com.
Cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. The matching down incentive is going on now up to $1,500. So if you've got $15 to put down, they've got $15 to put down, and you've got $3,000, and it goes all the way down the ladder. Five, you got $1,000. $1,000, you got $2,000. And the selection is absolutely out of this world. Don't take my word for it. Go to RockiesAutos.com and look for yourself. See what's on there. So whatever it is you're interested in, something for the family, something for yourself, get the most automotive buck, bang for your buck at Rockies. I know Mary and I certainly do, and we send our friends there, and we've been buying cars there since 1996. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, going on close to 25 years along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. I just can't think of a better group of people than the people at Rockies. They're my friends, and I love going out there. And I just go out there and hang out. You know, I just go out there and hang out and talk to them, and I watch them, you know, how they deal with people, and I met a listener to this radio station the other day when I was out there. I'm telling you, they're there to give you the service you deserve and treat you the way that you ought to be treated. Look, money doesn't grow on trees, and when you're talking about buying a car, that's a high-dollar thing. So trust me, when it comes to Rockies, they're going to help you save money, and they're also going to get you the car you want and treat you the way you ought to be treated. The matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500. Check them out at Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programs subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee apply.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
People try to put us to death.
Yeah, the Who.
9:36,
24 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 40. Partly sunny skies. Hey, go to LATimes.com. Check out the story. I mentioned it earlier. I want to mention it again about Bush's uncle. His uncle Bucky, William H.T. Bush, who collected $1.9 million in cash plus stock valued at $800,000 from a deal that involves a couple of companies that got no-bid contracts and made money off the conflict in Iraq. All right, let's go back to B in Denver and see if her phone will work. B, let's give it a shot again. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
There we go. Good. It's working. Talk.
Oh, good. Well, I want to thank you for the robocalling work you've been doing. That's great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, I was able to present the resolution at my local caucus, and it was passed unanimously. So, and I think that happened all over Colorado. And the text I got from Soapbox Colorado blog and it was really great. I want to thank you for pushing that.
Yeah, we should push that again. Go to petitiononline.com at SOAPBLX2/petition.html and sign that sucker. I certainly did, and everybody else should, too.
Everybody should sign that. And, yeah, and the blog discussion you had was interesting. I want to second all the suggestions that caller Eric made. Really great suggestions. But I'd like to add a couple, if I may.
Oh, you may certainly do it.
He missed out on suggesting AmeriBlog, run by John Aravosis. It's simply AmeriBlog.blogspot.com.
Okay.
He's one of the preeminent progressive bloggers out there, as well as MyDD, MyDD.com, Direct Democracy. Very good source. Resource for election information from all over the country.
Didn't he co-author this new book, Crashing the Gates, with the guy who runs
yes.
the Daily Kos? Yeah, we're going to have
right.
him on in a couple of weeks.
Jerome Armstrong.
Right, we're going to have him on in a couple of weeks.
Great. Yeah, and well, that leads me to the Daily Kos, which I spent a lot of time there. It's the preeminent progressive liberal blog out there. And for example, President Jimmy Carter himself posted a diary this morning. Onto the Daily Kos.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Time.
I love Jimmy Carter.
Yes, he's amazing. And there are other luminaries that show up from time to time posting diaries there. John Kerry, Barbara Boxer, Teddy Kennedy, candidates like the Fighting Dems who are, working to gain the House back. And in fact, that was the reason for Carter's post this morning. His son Jack is running for the Senate in Nevada.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jack Carter wants to defeat Enzi, I think. And
that'll be a good move if he can pull it off.
Yes, and your discussion about the Western strategy with John Wertheim is all about Carter's effort in Nevada. So I encourage people to just check out the Daily Kos today. You'll find the diary in the recommended diary list, and you can then find the link to Jack Carter's website and maybe throw a little money his way.
You know what? I'm going to do it.
Great.
I'm going to do it. You know what? I can't resist a good Democratic race. I really can't. I really can't. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go check that out and perhaps drop some bread on him, without a doubt.
Okay, Jay.
All
Thanks
right.
for taking my call.
And, B, isn't your husband English?
Yes, he is.
You tell him that I think he's as much an American as anybody else.
Okay, I'll tell him that.
Because he sent me this email and said, well, you know, I'm from Britain, and I can't. And I thought to myself, because my hand is screwed up, I mean, I didn't really write a big, long response. But I thought to myself, you know, if I ever talk to those two, and particularly if I ever talk to him, I'm going to tell him, you know what, he's as American as anybody else, and we're glad to have him here, and he shouldn't differentiate himself from anybody else in this country. He's as American as anybody else.
Well, I agree with you, Jay. Thank you for that.
All right, B, thank you so much for calling the show.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well, I'm going to go definitely to the Daily Kos and check out the Jimmy Carter thing. I love Jimmy Carter. I loved him when he was a president. I felt bad when all that stuff went wrong with him. I thought he was too moral. You know, that's what happens to good moral people. And I remember, what's his name? The Watergate guy. Libby? Yeah, Libby. Liddy, Gordon Liddy. I remember him saying once, on Larry King's show, and Larry King runs the worst talk show in the history of America, and his radio show is even worse. Hello, Miami. But I remember saying, Liddy saying, well, you know, the trouble with Jimmy Carter is that Jimmy Carter goes and prays to God every day, and what the answer that God gives him is what Jimmy Carter does. And Jimmy Carter, you know, his morals, I mean, Liddy couldn't even get near him. Couldn't even get near him. Let's go to Robert in Boulder. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I'm all for the impeachment. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and, you know, I don't think of this war as a war. I think of it as a theft of American tax dollars, they're financing their corporate desires, you know, Halliburton. And, you know, all those cronies. But, I've got this theory that, you know, if You know, I look every morning in the newspaper, and I have to go to, like, page 13 or so to find one paragraph of telling about the new death toll, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It's not on the front pages. That's exactly true.
And I don't think the Americans would have the stomach for it if every morning, you know, there was a new picture of a young man, you know, 20 years old, and his name and, you know, his background and his family on the front page every morning, you know, saying, this is who we've killed today, this young man.
Yeah, most newspapers don't. The New York Times, I believe, on the coverage of Iraq, runs pictures of soldiers that have lost their lives. It's terrible how many people have died in this, not only American but also Iraqi, and how many people have been injured and maimed and affected for life by this. And then George W. Bush gets up there when he's talking about war and he laughs. You know, he smirks. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, and he was a coward himself, you know, back in the other war, you know. You know, I can't see how a man like that is running our country. It just boggles my mind why Americans haven't seen through that. You voted our moral objections to the abortion issues and issues like that. Well, you know, you're killing babies. Well, you're killing babies in Iraq.
Yeah, you know, I don't get it either, but. Look at the poll numbers, so it shows that America isn't buying it. But how this guy ever ended up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is beyond me. Thank you for your service to the country, Robert, and I appreciate the call, too. Got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. I'll tell you how he ended up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You know what he did? He and Carl Wolf sat down, and they just decided to stimulate votes from the religious right. I mean, after all, Kerry got $60 million or whatever it was. I can't remember the figure now. More votes in Ohio than Al Gore had gotten. Oh, man.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Schock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Schock a call at 720-226-4914.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get road ready with new Springer.
Hi, honey, can you go to Radio Shack and sign up for Dish Network Satellite TV for me? For us? All of us? We'll get sports, movies, sports, and cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me. Us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half off activation instantly. Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation, subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. the world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste, has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
The most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In front of 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 40. Partly sunny skies. Somebody, you know, a couple of people have called off. They call John Turk and don't get on the air and ask these questions, but I got to answer them. The difference between censure and impeachment. Impeachment, you're removed from office. Censure is like a slap on the wrist. It's a parliamentary move. However, it is serious. I mean, Joseph McCarthy got censured by the Senate and drank himself to death four years later. Now, whether that was because of what happened to him or that he already had an alcoholic problem is up for debate. But that's the difference in that. And then somebody asked if something racist went on at the Larimer County Democratic dinner. No, what I was talking about earlier was, here were all these Democrats together, and there was all this camaraderie, and then some guy stands up while, I guess it's the head of the Larimer Democrats, was up there introducing people or getting ready to introduce people, and he starts screaming about where are the people of color in the room and diversity. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to stand up to, and say to him, okay, you know what, pal, there's a time and a place for this, and if you're worried about the fact that there's no diversity here, then good, we appoint you as head of the diversity committee, and you can go ahead and work on it. And the other deal is that there are not that many African Americans in Larimer County, as far as I know. So, I mean, what do you want us to do? I mean, what are people supposed to do about this? And it's the whole idea that Democrats, that, you know, that we get on each other, and that when a good thing is happening, I mean, we try to pull it apart. And it wasn't like not the time or place for that. And then poor Dani Newsom, who was the MC of the thing, I mean, she's African-American. What, pal, you couldn't see her sitting over there? I mean, it was like a whole thing. And, of course, you know what trouble I would have got into with the radio station. I stood up and started spouting off, and it made everybody uncomfortable because it was like, you know, this is not the time or place. And if you see something wrong with something like that, then you know what? If you live in Larimer County, then, you know, help the Democrats, help them fix it if you can. It's like, man, oh, man. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We're going to get two in Denver. Get two, you're on AM 760. If I can get, there you go, you're on. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm happy to. I'm just the reason why I'm calling you is just to say I am happy and thank you to your advice because first of all I love your show.
Thank you.
And all the reasons that you are giving on the show, you know, about the political matters, and I have never missed your show since a year ago. I have been here only for 2 years in the United States. 760 is my favorite show.
I appreciate that. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Ethiopia.
Hmm.
And I love your show. That's why I trusted your words and because your advertising about Rocky's Autos, and I trusted you your words. I went there. And I had a good deal, very nice people there, and I got 2002 Chevrolet car with a very good deal. I didn't have a credit history. They gave me, you know, 0% because I gave them some money.
Oh, that's great.
They gave me with zero interest rate, and I'm paying them, you know.
Yeah, they're good. You're right. They're good folks. I'm glad you went there and had a good experience.
Yeah, so I'm very, very happy to say thank to you and to your advice because I also am happy for the trust I got from you.
Well, I appreciate that, and hopefully we'll meet face-to-face someday.
Yes, yes. I love your show.
Well, I love you, too. Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
I'm always uncomfortable putting those kind of calls on, though. You know, it's like these talking head guys on TV who read these emails that are all laudatory. I don't know. I guess I'm used to people sending complaints. Let me go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dwayne.
I got a call yesterday from the Kerry campaign, or Kerry folks for a donation.
Terry or Kerry?
Kerry.
Okay.
And John Kerry. And I took it to a supervisor, and I said, you know, if they're not going to stand up for the censure, then I'm not going to donate. And I'll donate to the state party. And that's kind of what my stand is right now. If they're not going to do this, then funnel the money in where you feel that the line is drawn. And I think it's at the state level at this point, at least for me.
Well, and, I can't dispute what you're saying. I mean, what you're saying makes perfect sense.
And the other, it's for myself, it's not a matter of whether it's censure or whether it's impeachment or whatever. I just want to find out what the heck happened pre-9/11, what happened in the run-up to Iraq, what the heck happened at Katrina, what's happening with NSA. I mean, these are all major things that we need to have a truthful, honest investigation into it. It's not a matter of political one-upsmanship. It's just a matter of, is the government working at all?
Well, we're supposed to have checks and balances, and right now it appears and it seems like those checks and balances are broken, and that's why we have to go to the polls in November and do our best to fix them.
And then when you have, like, Sandra Day O'Connor and...
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg warning that things are not good in the judiciary and it's potentially leading to a dictatorship, I mean... That, to me, that's serious. I mean, this
well, the whole thing is serious. I mean, the whole thing is serious.
This is worse than Richard Nixon. This is, in my estimation, not that I am a huge history buff, but I would challenge anybody to say, when have we had a constitutional confrontation or crisis that we have presently at any time in the history of the United States?
Well, I think John Dean says it's worse than Watergate. That was the title of his book, so he ought to know. He was around in those days, so you know what? I can't disagree with what you're saying. I mean, this is serious times. It's very, very rough, and we've got to fix it.
And people really cannot say, oh, we can wait on this. It's not like that.
Well,
we have to get active.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? We're out of power, so we got to change that.
Oh, absolutely. I have no disagreement with that. What I'm saying is you have to turn it into some kind of political action. It's like you go out, you campaign door to door, you donate, you get involved in the party, you get behind a candidate. Whatever it is that you decide or think that is necessary to be done, do it. Don't just sit around talking to the choir and saying, "Oh, things are bad." Da 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 da. You got to go out and you have to change minds. Go out and talk to all of your Republican friends, all of your independent friends, and give them the arguments, carry on conversations with them. Truly reach those folks. I mean, this is the absolute imperative, I think. The political imperative right now is to talk to each and every one of your friends, everyone that you know, and especially those who don't agree with you, and say, look, this just needs to be straightened out. Whether you're Republican or independent, no matter who you are, this is just not acceptable. We're going to lose our form of government.
Well, I don't disagree. I'm on the same page you're on, Dwayne. I appreciate the call, man.
Okay, take care, Jay. Thank you for everything you do.
Sure, you got it. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, now tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. Let me see if I can squeeze Miriam in Aurora real quick. Miriam, about 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
There's so much to say, so little time. First of all, I completely agree with Dwayne, your previous caller, and echo all of his sentiments. And I wanted to answer your question regarding how did Bush get into the White House. Frankly, I believe they cheated in so many different ways.
Yeah, I think they did.
So many
different
levels.
Yeah, I think they did in 2000, no question.
In both, and 2004, positively both of them. Even the guy who owns Diebold said he promised in the election.
Yeah, I agree.
So I definitely believe that they cheated. And the sad thing is they're trying to do it in New Orleans. I heard Jesse Jackson's show over the weekend, and I think whoever he was talking to, unfortunately I don't know who that was, but whoever's in charge of New Orleans and the elections, you know, is they're trying to do it again and make all those people who are displaced, make it impossible for them to vote in New Orleans. So all the people who were affected by Bush's neglect are going to have an almost impossible time to come there and vote.
Yeah, you know,
that's
ensuring
the election for the bad guys, basically.
Yep, well, what we need to do is we need to call in international monitors. I hate to say that. It's a shame. But we need to call in international monitors to oversee our election process. All right, Miriam, I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right. You bet. You too.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. And it's open phones tomorrow. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Plus, we'll talk about immigration as well. Have yourselves a good day.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Compensation for your time and travel may also be available to qualified participants. For additional information,
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, a